Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Shukumin Shinobi is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to our Season 2, Episode 36.
Jive Turkey Tyson, 2012.
Oh, God.
It took everything in me not to say 2011. When I was talking, I was just going 2012, 2012, 2012. Because I keep thinking 2011.
Oh, my goodness. You crack me up, Dushan Rider.
I know, right?
Yup.
That is right.
So yeah, turkeys, they're going to fight. They're just going to fight for the whole show, and we're just going to sit back and eat some popcorn.
Yep.
Sweet.
See ya.
There's also going to be frizzy hair.
I want to be a frizzy-haired Joff turkey.
I can't believe that was a sub. Anyway.
It's very Japanese.
I don't even know how to say that. But... So, yeah, this is the episode where we introduce all of our new, well, not introduce, but actually begin all of our fun little audience participation activities of happiness. So
hopefully our audience doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Just one.
I don't know why I keep saying, So, anyway, let's just go on to one-ups, I guess. So, what is up? Let's see.
My penis.
You found Chitara and didn't tell me about it, and I was hurt.
I'll get there.
Well, I'm just trying to help you start. Jeez.
I honestly think that's where I have to start, because I don't think anything else happened. But, so we were down in Ohio to meet Ron's girlfriend, which was a really fun weekend, but the coolest thing was that I found all the new Thundercats stuff at their local Walmart.
That explains it. You cheater. You outsource.
It's not outsourcing if I do the work myself.
Yeah. Anyway,
so,
Brian sucks.
We went down there and we stopped at the Walmart and I found all the Thundercats. It's like, yay, stuff! And then I was like, yay. And Chitara's really cool. But the 4-inch figures are kind of stupid. But I pretty much got them solely for the purpose of reviewing them.
Why did you get this Bint one? The other one's so much better, the Japanese version.
Not the one that I have in the video. But, anyway. So that was really fun. So I had a good time there.
Yeah, it was also fun. Doing your mom.
On Thursday I got the, this thing.
Fuck yes.
I love how he holds it up like we can see it.
Yeah, so I got the little chest thingy.
You got a chest?
Yep, a chest. And so I got that, and then I today...
Go. Oh god, he's robot.
Oh, am I?
Not anymore.
Oh, today I got my red disc animals in the mail, finally.
So. I fucking hate your
asshole. They're all red. They're communist disc animals.
But that's all, really. I had a great weekend and started school and... That kind of
sucks. Sarah Walker.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
So, next.
Awesome. Okay. Yep, alright. So, I still have my... I'm still waiting for my AmiAmi and... yeah, that's right. AmiAmi and HLJ package with Rock Bison! We can finally have him now. We just cry about Sky High. And then I also ordered some Kaiza gear off eBay for pretty cheap. A Korean Bajin, so I can be like a Korean version of Kasaka. And
what?
They have like the Korean Five stuff over on eBay. Zeron stuff ordered a set, and I was like, it's pretty cheap. And I wanted to buy things, so I bought it.
Oh, I was like, I need to Zeron bought stuff. I didn't realize you bought stuff too.
No, I was telling you guys last night, but you were asleep. You were going in our face, and I'm very upset. We didn't get our 10 points for finding you asleep.
What?
Anyway. And then also, the highlight of the week was probably challenge completed.
10 points from Gryffindor.
Yes, exactly. And I found the Bulbasaur first, and Brian's angrily blogging about it now.
Yeah.
This is going on my blogger.
We're so determined, Brian. Like, he's being an asshole. I'm going to murder him and find the next thing first. See? You can hear it. See? So going on his blog. Other than that, I found the Armor of Omens from Thundercats, which is pretty badass, and it's all golden, so it's like, gold power! But I'm like, cat power! That was stupid. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Oh, look, he's right here on his blog. Dawson sucks ass. He's going to die soon. Well, that's just rude, sir.
And other than that, I finished up Fize, and now I'm finishing up some Loose End Rider movies I forgot to watch or didn't watch, and finally playing some Skyrim, hoping my Xbox won't eat it. And that's it.
So it's my turn?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting for my Mandarake box, because, yeah, Salad's slow. And then Rock Bison's on the way. My He-Hat gun that I got from HLJ, because I got a He-Hat gun thanks to Shulawin Shinobi being like, hey, there's a He-Hat gun at HLJ, and I was like, buy it for me, and he was like, okay, I can do that, and then he did it. So that's on its way, so now I just need a Switch bag to have Switches 1 through 24, because since Oki has a capsule medical Switch for me. Thank you, Oki, you're awesome, Sauce.
Hello!
Hello! And then... cannot believe Brian did that. And then... I recorded a bunch of videos, and they're mostly going up now. That vlog will be up as soon as I get my box. Hopefully it'll be up by the time this podcast airs. And Brian will know what I have, and he'll stop being like, rah!
Ow, my head.
I want to know.
Yeah, well, you know what? You have to wait. And this is fun for me that you don't know, and I know. And Kat knew, but she forgot, because that's how she is.
They sprayed that gas in her face. And they run her arm. I don't know what Kevin bought. I love myself.
That's probably what happened. Did I get anything else? I don't think so. Because nothing's arrived in the past week. No, just recorded reviews and they keep going up, and I keep being ahead of Shuquin Shinobi because Brian's got like 100,000 reviews to post.
I'll get there eventually.
And none of them are recorded ever.
I got it.
Because he's a lazy ass. So, yeah, I think we're just going to go with that being it. And then go on to the nudes.
The nudes?
I think that was the shortest one-ups, like, ever.
Oh, man. Should we get a fourth fictional character in here to do one?
Yeah.
Well, he just smacked down the fourth fictional character. Okay.
I don't have a fourth fictional character. I thought you had something since you suggested.
I didn't know what to say, so I just said that. Okay. So should we do the nudes then?
Yeah.
I'm a nude.
Oh, yeah, there's no need for that attitude. Fine. Alright, well, so I'm going to be talking about nudes from my favorite movie ever. It'll probably end up being on the top of my Toku movies list, Superhero Tyson. Looking forward to that just as much as I am The Amazing Spider-Man. So the first news comes out of a teaser trailer or promo, if you could call it that at all, which was in the O's DVD that just came out of the O's movie, the super wonderful happy gay time movie. I don't remember what it's called. What's it called?
Tsuburashi? 21 Metals.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. So it's just like one of those like generic teasers you get super early on with movies where they just show clips you've already seen and put words over it. It was all in Japanese, but I'm pretty sure it said, "Security, black leather gloves. Riders, Sentai. Last week, we put liquid paper on a bee, and then it died. And then they showed Forza and Gokaiger, and what's his name? Marvelous said something about the riders in the beginning, and
he's gonna kill them all.
Yeah, that. He's gonna put liquid paper on them, like the bees. But nothing really exciting with that. And then also, just today, we got our first picture of filming, which shows most of the Gokaigers, and then DK just from the back, and then it looks like Narutaki's filming in a winter coat. And then the article that we're looking at says something about would Guy recognize DK from teaming up with the Shinkengers. Now, did Guy just, like, follow them around all the time? Did he have one of those little cameras that Dr. Gero had? That's probably how he watched Sentai.
I think that's what he did.
That's exactly what he did. Guy
it's really creepy. That's going to be the big twist at the end of Gokaiger's. That guy. That's why he couldn't die from that bus hitting him. He's an android.
He's an android.
Yep.
He's the one. You heard it here first, folks.
Just saying.
Yep.
God. All right, you guys, give your thoughts.
This movie seems like a fun time for all and will be awesome. That cheeser trailer got me so pumped up, I had a massive erection. Just like Ron Burgundy.
Thank you for that response.
Go Narutaki. Honoré Decade for the win.
I still wish they would have kept that idea of him just being in every series and being mad at every main writer for no reason. That would be a great running joke.
Honoré Dabaru.
It would be great.
Just running around like a crazy person? That sounds like fun.
It is fun.
You know what else is fun? Killing strippers. No, it's not fun.
An affiliated work for Dangley Insurance.
Strippers are people, too.
Like, I mean, I'm
naked people.
Excuse me?
Who might pleasure you in the back room of a... No? Okay.
What's wrong with us?
I mean, I'm like...
from Brian.
Brian just dropped some Legos.
Oh. I think I've been assaulted.
Ow. Oh. Oh shit, it's on now, bitch.
So,
anyway.
I'm still slightly excited about it, but like
me too.
At the same time, like I just hope it's like decent and enjoyable. Slightly.
Yeah.
At least a little bit.
I know.
Yeah.
Brian's gay.
But this was probably like the worst teaser I've ever seen in my life.
Best teaser ever.
It probably could have ended with the Marvelous thing and been just as effective of his teaser.
Love Marvelous.
It could have just been the Marvelous thing, honestly. Just that. And then so those words. Black leather gloves.
Because, I mean, everything else was just stock footage and... I hate stock footage. Raw.
I love stock footage.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there a fan page for stock footage on Facebook? I mean, Brian's a fan of Matt Finish.
What's Matt Finishing?
I can't believe I found a page for Matt Finish.
I want to meet a guy named Matt Finish. Hi, my name's Matt Finish. I love you! I mean, like, your product.
My name's Matt Finish.
Brian sucks.
I'm ready to move on.
Are we moving on? All right. So next up, we have some rumors about Enter and Buddy Royd voice actors for GoBusters. So with the GoBusters airing soon, here are some rumors about some characters in the series, namely the mysterious
BC-17's dad.
Namely the mysterious Enter and the two Buddy Royds, Nick Chida and Banana Gorisaki.
Hold on a second. I'm going to interrupt here for a second. Because I feel like it. Honestly, if it's this Nick Chida thing and like it's an actual name, I'm done.
Nick Chida is a porn name.
That's stupid. I hate it. Because it's Niku, like meat. Not Nick.
Anyway, take these rumors with a grain of salt. Enter seems to be a hacker and will be a humanoid rival to the GoBusters. It's unknown whether he is allied fully with the villains like Rio or a wild card like Abare Killer or Bosco. The rumored voice actors for the Buddy Royds are Yuichi Nakamura, Fairy Tail's Grey Gundam 00's Graham Aker / Mr. Bushido, Gokaiger's Derat Suigeir as
I don't know which one that was.
I don't either. And Kenta Miyake, Pokemon Sonic X Bokinger's Quester guy, as Banana Gorisaki. Everyone was in Pokemon. Let's look this up. Oh, wait, I can't because Wikipedia is broken. Oh, no, it's still working. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, never mind.
I was going to say it's down right now.
Well, wait, I have another. I can go to supersenti.com. They're not broken. They're not douchebags. Why did I go to Bokenger? I'm going to go to Gokaiger. Gokaiger, we're going to the monster page. Who are we looking up, Brian? You don't know?
I don't know, fuck.
All I know is the guy that's rumored for Cheetah Niku is Jake Martinez and Tiger.
I didn't get that far.
Jake Martinez.
Well, I thought we did.
I have another story to go through, you stupid whore.
Congratulations.
We already talked about Keiji Fujiwara.
Yes! We don't have to do this podcast anymore. Oh, wait.
Hold on.
No, we didn't talk about Keiji Fujiwara.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm all weird ahead of myself.
They're at Suigar areas. They're at Suigargare. They're at Suigargare. I'm trying to find they're at Suigargare.
Regardless, that one's wrong because there's a different person rumored for Cheetah Niku in the
next
story.
I want to find out who Derat Suigargar is.
I don't. He sounds like a Swedish male model.
I can't find him. Anyway.
Because he's naked and camouflaged.
The story is loading. I cannot make the computer load faster, sir.
Right, it's broken.
Days ago, we have rumors for the voices of the Badiroids in the 36th Super Sentai series, Tokume Sentai GoBusters. Recently, here are some updates about the voice actors of each of the Badiroids. According to the spoilers of the Gokaiger vs. the Gabins, Kenji Fujiwara, known for his roles as Mace Shoes in Full Metal Alchemist, Holland Novak in the Eureka 7, Dinobot in the Beast Wars, and Axel in the Kingdom Hears is the voice of Nick Chida. So that is also the Jake Martinez from the Tiger and Bunny. Also, it was confirmed on Suzuki Tatsuhiro's agency profile that he will be playing Yellow Buster's partner Badiroid, Letus Usada. So, that is what we have there. I don't know who that is because the Wikipedia is broken.
It's like the perfect time to read the story when Wikipedia is down.
We don't know who these people are. Brian did not want to start the podcast sooner before the Wikipedia was broken, but then he was like, we're going to do it now, and then the Wikipedia was broken. We cannot get you information because he sucks balls.
I'm still trying to figure out who this person is, and I can't figure it out.
Well, the
it
Swedish
might
dude?
Be Danziger from episode 11 and 12.
Danziger? Okay, no, I don't know this person is, Brian, and I can't figure it out from the Wikipedia.
Figure.
It was the one before the one that looked like a vagina.
Oh, do not speak that kind of language on the podcast, you faggot. There are minors listening to this.
You
fuck soccer.
It's a Mons on this.
You are such a cock soccer.
Congratulations, you won.
I keep winning. I don't know why I keep winning the thing with the stuff and the
jump. Shadow winning. That's why Charlie Sheen thought he was winning all the time.
Oh, I think that means this person here dies Zager.
That's what I was talking about.
Yes, he was the one from 11 to 12. He gets in there and he does things and then he kills them.
Brian's blogging about all of this.
Yep. So anyway, Jake Martinez, and now I'm ready to move on.
Okay.
does anyone else want anything to say? Like, I don't really know any of these people besides him.
I really
Jake
don't
Martinez.
Care much about voice actors.
There are people, I hope they are sounding good and doing the things with the body rolls to make my penis hard.
And turn into VZ17's dad to some sort of sleazy terrorist.
They will be giving me a neo orgasm. No? Okay.
Right, typing 1:12 a.m. Mention of the neo orgasm again.
I thought I would never hear it. So, anyway.
Yeah, that's what she said, too.
Our next stories. What?
Nothing.
Dude, there was some Swedish guy in my chair. I had to, like, beat him up. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Are we supposed to be Swedish?
I don't know. Did I miss something?
Maybe, like, the Swedish person and Borat and VZ17's dad all merged. Anyway.
You've heard Mizi's dad?
It was the very first one. His mom's dad. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Mom's dad?
What's up from?
Tosh.
Oh, I thought so.
Video. Yeah. Sweat. Decorate.
Woke up covered in sweat. Mom's dad. Yes, so I was your mom. I had an operation, and now I'm your dad.
So, our first story for some samurai-related thingies is actually one from like a while ago that didn't make it onto the last podcast because I forgot.
What an idiot!
They're from a Polish Bandai site, of all places. But we have like a little minifigure pack, not to be confused with the minifigure Mega Bloks, so they're completely different. But they're done in the same style as like the stylized MMPR figures from a year ago. And the first set looks to be the Five Rangers and a Mugger. But they look pretty cool because I really like those little chibi things. I just find them.
Brian sees everyone as chibi.
I like cute. So I like these, but I don't know if we're going to get them here or when we're going to get them here. It's 12 to collect. Never mind, I lied. There's 12 of them.
Oh, no,
apparently...
I don't know.
They are like the... I thought I remember...
It's in Polish. You can't read it.
I thought I remember reading somewhere that there was a 6 of them, and then there was like 6 transparent versions or something. I don't know. But, and then right under that, they found them on the website somewhere. They weren't like actually... visible. I think they were like hidden in the website's code and stuff, but it's pictures of Super Mega Mode Yellow and Pink, so apparently we're going to be getting figures of them at some point.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be too surprised if the last wave of 4-inch figures is like the 5 Super Mega Modes and maybe Shark Attack or something.
I'm horny for you, Brian.
I hope
go ahead.
No. I hope they make the just normal super mode Yellow and Pink.
That's what I was just gonna
finish
say.
Finish the sets, but
why don't they just release them 5 at a time? What's their problem? Why are they so stupid?
I don't know.
My mom is dad.
I mean, I know girls are second in society, but at least it would make it even.
Plus, they have those boobs.
They're called boobs.
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 Brian sucks.
So
I
now
hate Brian.
For current new toys. We have the next Battle Gear device thing that's, I think, in the same price point as the Mega Blade. It's on Toys R Us's website for $26.99. Right now it's in stock. I don't know if anyone's tried to buy it, but it's in stock. And it is the Deluxe, because it's legit from the show, maybe. We don't know. Shogun Buckle, and it is... In the closed mode, it's the buckle on Super Mega Mode. And then when it opens, it's the buckle that is on the Shogun Megazord... Or Shogun Megazord. The Shogun Battleized Ranger Fire thing with the crotch face. And everyone's like, that's so stupid because I'm never going to wear a crotch on my face.
Oh, God.
Excuse me?
Brian just cracked himself up. Because he's talking to a crotch
on
my face.
A face on my crotch, rather. I'm so broken. So anyway, I have no idea how big it is, because obviously like they have a little tiny child person, but it'll look nice on display at least. I don't know
it'll
why
fit
everyone's...
Zero.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why everyone's so up in arms about it, because...
Tiny Asian asshole.
I think it's cool. Like, it reminds me of a Rider
belt.
You get
the disc and you go, Kamen Rider, and then you become the Battleizer.
It comes with a new disc that's completely original. I don't know what kind. I think it's a kanji for samurai, even though it should be a kanji for shogun, but whatever. But anyway, it slots into the top, and then you hit the button and it opens up. I think it's cool, but apparently no one likes it because it's a face crotch or something. I'm
crotch
just like,
on
people
face.
Calm down.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to not calm down.
So, new toy-related discussions? No.
Who the next set of plush Pokemon has Patrat, Lillipup, and Panpour?
Dibs on Lillipup.
Damn it. Yorkie is so adorable. It's all little and it's a Yorkie and it's so cute. I don't want it, but I still need a Pansage.
Okay, so I'm glad we're getting.
I don't think Kevin took his pills.
No. You can tell by the accent. Kevin's secretly like a terrorist immigrant. And he takes pills and convinces him he's an American. That was too elaborate. I'm sorry.
You should be sorry.
I'm excited that we're getting the girls' figures just because I hope that we get the complete teams for all the different modes they have.
Yeah.
And the buckle looks pretty cool. Like, I'm not like Zom gets like the coolest thing ever, but I don't see why people hate it. I mean, we've seen what it looked like for months now on the Shogun Ranger figure, so it's not like it's a surprise, and I'm kind of surprised they're making a toy for it.
Yeah. I really like the figures for the Super Mega Mode Samurai Rangers. The girls, they look really nice. They look good with Bill Murray.
Oh, we'll have his first corporal. What? Why do we need a corporal? You know, a corporal. What? Nub.
Right.
Right.
I want to buy everything.
We know.
Just saying.
They're pretty much just some of Brian's thoughts of all
I mean,
toys.
You'll probably end up buying it all after Dawson does, but...
Of course.
Dawson lives in a magical land where Power Ranger toys get there first. Of course, Brian lives in a magical land where Ami Ami and HR Jolene put up one of everything. Just
put
for
up
him.
One Tata Spinner magically, and then he sells it. Ungrateful bastard.
Hey, I do what I gotta do.
Well, the Tall Death Spinner was stupid, so, oh well.
He gets one Rock Bison, he gets the one Tall Death Spinner, he gets the one of everything. So like, psst, hey, we're gonna put up one at 10:05 p.m. Be there. Okay. Bam, and he gets it.
Bam. Bam, edit. So our last little story isn't really too much of a story, just a picture of Power Rangers Super Samurai Superpower for 2012, number one kids action TV series worldwide. Yeah,
which I already disproved. Bam, lawyered.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah.
It's sweat, it's doing
Deck
decent,
Ranger,
but not that good.
Yeah. Like, what's live action? Well, if it was, they did specify live action, they would be number one in an uncontested field.
Yeah,
good job.
Thinking about it, I honestly can't think of any live action, like, action shows for kids.
Super Ninjas.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about it.
And that has George Takei.
I like that.
He's all, oh my.
Yep. But I like the fact that the first thing I noticed was that they had the Shark Attack Ranger holding the Mega Blade instead of the Shark Saber.
Yeah.
I was like, this is wrong.
This is all wrong. I'm not watching the show. It sucks.
I got all offended. Like, this
and it
is
makes
wrong.
It look like they're going to be in these cool suits in the show.
They're not.
I hope they are. That'd be awesome.
They should see. They should have done regular Samurai and the regular Shinkenger stuff, and then Super Samurai was just the Mega Mode.
Yeah.
Would have made more sense instead of... Yeah.
It'd be awesome to see him fight in the Mega Modes.
Hey, there's Makumo. What's his name?
Akumaro?
Yeah,
that's that guy.
God.
Makumo,
Dawson.
A, it was a TV joke. B, I don't care about him. He's not important enough to get a name.
I think it'd be cool if the Claw Armor Megazord was in the background instead of the Samurai Megazord, but...
Yeah, it just kind of doesn't make sense since they're trying to advertise
maybe
things.
The bull that the brand doesn't have yet?
Hey, why don't you shut up?
Hey, Meng.
Hey, Meng.
I mean, I'm just saying that you didn't get the bull Megazord, but Dawson did, so...
Hey.
Just hey, that's hey. It. How threatening.
I don't know. The poster looks cool, so I'll give it that.
Or maybe they could put that Spider Zord on here.
Oh. The Shark Attack Ranger thing reminds me of, like, an Indian chief.
Go. Oh, because of the feather-looking things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just say yeah, like, 8 times, then continue.
I'm done.
I'm done, too.
You're done? Does that mean the nudes are over?
Yep.
Does that mean it's time for... Oops. Kamen Rider Force, eh?
And I don't know, my ears hurt.
What?
Classic joke.
Oh my god.
So we're on episode 46, the second part of our Cock Ranger tribute. Our cocks were so big they had to tribute them with two episodes.
No, I would have to classify the first episode as a Cock Ranger tribute. Just,
you know what? You know what? I'm the one doing the summary. That's what we're calling it. So,
together they make
one. Let's shut your damn mouth.
Hey, shut your damn mouth.
Hey. You want to go? Huh?
Hey,
wanna
go? Joey.
Anyway, continue.
You want to go? Huh? You want to go?
I'd rather not.
Huh?
Go anywhere.
All right, that's fine, I guess. Where am I? All right, so it starts off with Ninjor, and he's all like, I will not give you new power coins. You must prove yourselves worthy of the power of the ninja. And they're like...
It's more like power of the ninja, because he's Dudley Do-Right, not whatever you were doing, but whatever.
I'm sorry. You know what? It's been like 20 years since I heard that voice, okay?
Just saying.
The power of the ninja. Is that better? That better?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, fine. Okay. Well, they're like, lol, what? We don't speak English. He's like, you guys suck at life. And he's like, I'm going to train you. And they're like, do you know what he's saying? I don't. Just ignore him. He'll go away eventually. So then guys are like, let's do this. And they're like, I hate you so much. And so he goes down, and Guy goes with him, and Hakase, and I'm the family. And meanwhile, apparently the bad guys have called for reinforcements. That sounds like fun. And apparently the chick villain's like, hey, I got this guy, Jujubee, and he's going to come do some stuff. And they're like, whatevs. So Jujubee goes around, like, shooting poison darts at people. And then he gets, we see the ninja man training the three Gokaiders. He's like, oh, you guys are awesome. I like you. And then, he gets his spidey sense tingling and he's like, ah, there's a disturbance. I must go see what it is. Derp, 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 derp. And they run into Zangyak and, the three of them, Gokai, change. And so they start fighting. The other three show up to help. And Guy and Doc get shot with those poison sting darts. And they're like, oh crap, we got shot. And the guy runs away because Marvel's is like, no, just no. And he's like, okay, I'm sorry. And then runs away. And so then him and some of the little Machine Gorman dudes start, like, praying down to a crystal ball in some weird ritual. I don't know. I think it's something to do with, like, a satanic Santa Claus. I'm not sure. And so the people started, like, acting out and being all angry. I think those darts are filled with Babu's little magic potion that turns you into a punk. And they started being like, brah. And like, Guy put his feet on the table because that makes him a badass rebel. And Doc took food out of Marvelous's plate. And Marvelous was like, dude, you touched my meat. And they're like, ew. That's just gross. And then they tried to start a fight with Milfy. They left, and something about a jive turkey, and I don't know. So they leave fighting, and Ninja Man's like, guys? What the hell? And they're like, that's fine. Just let them work it out. They'll be fine. It's like, but they'll be fine. God, worry wart. Then he gives chase, and I'm goes with him. And meanwhile, Marvelous has Navi run a little scan analysis of his sword. And they find out that, like, they saw a Zangyak plot. So they go track him, and they're doing things. And meanwhile, like, you see people fighting and stealing and driving 18-wheelers off the side of the road. I don't know. That guy was crazy. I don't know what his deal was. But Japanese. Anyway, they kept calling Ninja Man a blue clown, and I just laughed. And they start fighting. They transform and fight. I'm transforms and fights. They beat her up. She de-untransforms. There's a bunch of crap there. Meanwhile, the other three are like, hey, dude, we found you. Like, come on. Cut the fuck out. Like, you need to stop.
Cut the fuck out.
So he's like, oh, no.
Cut the fuck out.
My plans. I will swallow my crystal ball. So he shoves his ball down his throat. And which takes real talent.
Still trying to figure out, cut the fuck out.
I don't know, like, someone that's having sex too much, cut the fuck out.
So they start fighting, and they're like, hey, there's only three of us, and these keys just came out, so we gotta whore them out.
Tom, welcome!
So they sun-balking it up, and, they start fighting and doing some cool sun-balkany things. Meanwhile, they're about to strike Aim to Family, and then Guy and Doc can't do it. And then their crystals just start spazzing out inside of them. And then they explode. And they're like, oh, what the hell, man? That wasn't cool. And they're like, see, I knew you could do it, because you guys are pals and whatever. And then, what's like, Ninja Man comes over, like, I learned I need to trust people. That's what I heard. And so they are like, oh shit, Marvy's in trouble. So they go find Marvy and the others. And, they're like, hey, Marvy, you guys are in trouble? Like, yeah, kinda. So they go kind of change. And then Guy's like, I got this. And then meanwhile, the other five are like, let's do this. And they pull out these keys, and Ninja Man's all like, Cox? And they're like, yeah.
Cox Ninja!
Go, go, Alien Ranger.
So, yeah, like, let's turn into big-headed fish dudes. And, like, let's do it. And so they start doing that. I'm does that paper crane attack that Kamdor does. And What was it? Shit, I had a joke for this. What was it Doc did? He started, like, web-slinging and shit. I don't know what the hell's on. He turned into Spider-Man. They were all, like, tied up and sticky and gooey, and it was all dirty. And, so they start fighting, and they're going all crazy. And then Guy was like, so he does a Gokai Legend Dream while the others get the Gokai Galleon Buster, and they're like, Red Charge! Rising Strike! And they blow him up. And they're like, oh, crap, he died. And Chick Villain's like, no, I got this. Pachoo, pachoo, pachoo! And he gets big. Chick Villain! And then he gets all big. And then they're like, Go Jujin! And they're like, Gokaio! And they're like, yeah, let's do this. And so they start fighting, and then they pull out Deka Gokaio, but it doesn't work. And then their keys glow, and they're like, oh, we got the ultimate power of the Cock Rangers. Yeah. And then they stick it in the hole and turn it.
And then a giant dildo comes out of the Gokaio.
And then the dial turns, and nothing happens. They're like, oh, not again. Is it broken? Dang it. And then they look at Ninja Man like, dude, hashtag what the fuck? And he's like, I don't know what's wrong. And then they're like, all of a sudden he starts getting all sparkly, like he's in Twilight or something, I don't know.
Sparkles, oh my God.
And then he gets all big, and they're like, I think I'm the great power. And they're like, what, really? You? We spent all this time trying to get the great power, and it was you?
He was eating our damn chicken?
So they start fighting together, and he's all like, I am ninja, dude! And he starts fighting, and then they form Kanzen Gokaio and do the shooty rocket fist punch of death. And the dude blows up, and then you see Basco and Sally, and he's like, ah, good, they got the ultimate cock power. Now let's go steal it. And then the five of them are like, good, We got the last great power. Now we have to get those five from Basco. That asshole. The Ninja Man's all like, call me if you need me. Let's go, Nimbus.
If you want to reach me. Bam, bam, bam.
So he flies off on the Nimbus, and then it ends.
Yeah, why did he get Nimbus? Because Goku learned how to fly?
Something like that, yeah.
Nimbus!
Because he gave it to Gohan, but then Gohan was like, I'd rather fly too. And then he was like, here, Goten, you can have it. And Gohan's like, I want to learn to fly too.
They go, here's Goten, or here, Goten, and they just turn, he's not there, he's just in the air flying. That was horrible, Goten. Goten's voice is weird anyway.
And, but yeah, it was a good episode. I enjoyed it. There was some fighting. There was, some Ninja Man action. There was blue clowns. There was something about a frizzy haired jive turkey. I don't even know what's happening.
Super gay go say gumball shit.
Like, I don't know what's happening anymore. All I know is it was cool, and the next episode should be even more awesome if that's possible. Your turn.
So.
Alright, so anyway.
Like, I enjoyed the episode quite a bit. Like, I mean, it wasn't, like, fantastic or anything like that. I think there's a lot of better Gokaiger episodes. And I don't think it particularly was a great Cock Ranger tribute either, but, more Ninja Man action was pretty fun. I admit I enjoyed him. But, I mean, in essence, it was a really stereotypical, oh, they become evil.
Yeah, it was thing. A pretty standard Sentai slash PR episode.
Yeah. But, despite that, I did really enjoy it, and the changes were nice, as always. And I don't really know what else to say.
Mine's pretty much what Brian said. My favorite part was when Ninja Man, because Blue kind of goes, I am Ninja Man!
I'm Ninja Man! So funny.
Like, I love his voice when he says that. Like, he's all mad.
That's the same guy that does No More Pirates, right?
I don't know, but his Wikipedia is broken.
So that's where the intersect comes from. It's fake.
I don't think it is, because I know it's BB Dabby from the, Mega Ranger.
Okay.
But
BB Dabby?
BB Dabby, and he makes the monsters grow giant. So he injects them with a virus.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, I wouldn't know because Wikipedia is broken. I mean, I guess I could try going to the Japanese one.
Oh god, this is gonna be complicated. So anyway, but yeah, I mean, I did like the episode. It was really fun.
It was enjoyable. It just wasn't the greatest. It was a typical episode. Like, it was like a typical Sentai episode with Ninja Man there.
Like, I just feel like Guy and Doc just kind of like became normal too fast.
Yeah.
Like, it was just kind of a very contrived plot.
It was pretty predictable. Like, I could pretty much guess what was going to happen within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. Like, they're going to get evil, but then I'm thing, and then everything will be okay.
I forgot that Guy had a pitchfork. I forgot about that.
Go, Guy Pitchfork!
Yeah.
The jive turkey thing was hilarious, though.
That was, like, the coolest thing ever. Like, that's the best sub I've ever seen.
You frizzy-haired jive turkey. Like, what?
Shut up, you frizzy-haired jive turkey. I'm like... Like, I know Overtime took incredible liberties in translating that sentence.
It seems like subtitles from the 70s, like, when everything was, like, conservative about it.
But I loved that part. And I mean, I was disappointed that there was no Samurai Man.
Yeah, that upset me.
I forgot who said it. It might have been Big Trans Fan. I don't remember. But that maybe it was because they had to remake the Ninja Man outfit. And they didn't bother remaking the Samurai
Man. They actually just stole it from Saban's warehouse. When they were moving the stuff from Disney's warehouse to Saban's, somebody from Toei just like ran off with the Ninja Man suit. Did you grab the other one? Oh, fuck! Oh, well.
Oh, fuck. I forgot he had two motes.
He used to get really mad or something, and then he'd get a hat.
Like, I thought the grand power would have been, like, him getting large and then turning into Samurai Man as the grand power, but...
That's what I thought.
Maybe we'll see it later. Who knows? Who knows? Because I don't.
Look, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. Get over here. I'll show you.
Oh, Rising Ixa, you're so cool.
I know, right?
I can show you the world.
Well, should I talk about Forza
now? Shimmering, splendid.
Which is the sex song.
Tell me, princess, when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes. Take you wonder by wonder. Over sideways and under. Through an endless diamond sky.
Take you over sideways
and under. A whole new world. I guess we'll stop here for now.
Okay. We'll pick it up again later.
Magic play. No.
Not that. Okay.
Okay, so I think I found. I found Ninja Man's voice actor.
Maybe. It could also be on the page for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in Japan. We don't know. Okay, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to sit here waiting. Can I go?
Yeah.
Go. Okay. Go, asshole.
I don't know if we want to find this out first. Okay. So we start up with where we left off with Forza and Meteor like by each other. And he's like, look, why do you want to find this goat fellow? And then Meteor just starts punching him in the face. Pretty much what happened.
Why do you want to find the goat?
Oh, fuck. It's pretty much what happens. And then the Kamen Rider Club surround him, and they're like, Riders together, Kamen Rider Club forever. Lol.
Lol?
No.
Lol?
So then after that, we have Scorpio getting her Switch back, and then we have Jeffster breaking into Castle. Oh, wait a minute. That was Ryusei breaking into the rabbit hatch. Come on, it reminded me of that. Like, there's one thing I learned from being a bellhop, so you can never be fooled. And then he throws a weight through it, and he found the rabbit hatch. And then he's like, can I join the Kamen Rider Club? And Gintaro's like, no, because I haven't seen your smile. And I'm just like, hashtag what the fuck? Kevin already stole the hashtag what the fuck for this week.
It was applicable.
Yep. And then we get more flashbacks of Meteor learning his fag foo and how his friend got hurt by a switch and how he got the Meteor driver in the mail. Kind of like the Fize thingy that I forgot the name of. At least he didn't drop it. Dang. Anyway. And then we have Libra
Fluster.
Yeah, that. I wasn't sure if it, I was going to call it that, but I thought it was a more complicated name for some reason. Anyway, it's not important. So then we have Libra fooling everyone, including me, taking the disguise of Kengo and encouraging Lynx, and gives him the Ninja of Ninjas, and they start attacking the school along with Lynx, and Forza transforms, and he uses a wheel and chases him, and then he becomes Eric, and he limit breaks him with a lightning Eric break. And then Ryusei gets all mad and just punches Gintaro, who's like, oh, fuck, I blew my cover. And then he's like, I just did that because, and Gintaro's like, you know what? We're going to be true friends. Just like that Meteor guy, when he was beating me up, I was like, getting bracelets later. So from this, we clearly learn that Gintaro's a masochist. And then Libra show up and start laughing like that. And Ryusei leaves and plays his Japanese 70s porn music and transforms. And Gintaro fights Libra while Meteor turbopones Scorpio with a Mars punch. And then she gets banished because she lost. And, like, what do you expect? I got punched by a planet. I'd like to see you come back from that. And then he's like, whatevs. And he sends her off. And then Gintaro's like, all right, Ryusei is going to be a preliminary member of the Kamen Rider Club because he showed me his true self. And then he walks over to the flag and smiles, and you can see how yellow his teeth are. And then it ends. Just something I noticed.
I noticed it, too. Okay, so according to this, it says he's in Cock Ranger, Car Ranger, Some Ranger versus, I guess this is Time Ranger versus Go-Go 5. I don't know what this one is. But then this says Bokenger. This one says Gokaiger, and then it says Ninja Man, no, and then there's a little symbol here, which, a voice. So, it doesn't say anything about Mobirits.
Okay.
Case solved? No?
See how much effort that took? I was touching you, Brian. Yeah, I mean, it didn't say anything about a Mega Ranger, and I know for certain that the Mobirits voice was in Mega Ranger, so...
Okay.
Super Sentai... Tobi dase ane tohi okue. I'm sorry,
should
what?
I go get a snack? It's like the Kevin show tonight.
Psycho Senshi on parade.
You can go ahead and get that snack if you want.
I knew as soon as I would talk, the song would continue.
So, I'll admit it.
I really liked this episode.
Enjoyed it. I literally sat there and I, outside of Meteor's obnoxious kung fu noises, I enjoyed the entire thing.
I hate that so much.
He particularly was grinning on me when he was doing it in person.
Yeah, that made me mad. It's even more pathetic without a mask.
I also found it hilarious when they were doing that flashback scene of him at the academy or like dojo or whatever. And all you could hear was it sounded like an angry bird nest.
I think it was like Tokujo or something said it sounded like a zoo.
He did.
Like, you're right.
I just like this episode because it felt like the first time that, besides like developing the backstory of the horoscopes, that like, the plot was actually getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Because you have like the development of more horoscopes, you have Virgo appearing, more development on Ryusei's character. Tachibana actually said more than two sentences. Four sentences this time. And
I'm touching your mom, bitch.
What else? But I don't know. Basically, just like their characterization between Ryusei versus the Rider Club and stuff. Like, this was an episode that made me, like, Dawson, you said this in, like, a call the other day, that, like,
Gintaro's a complete mess?
Like, he's kind of obnoxious.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm an overly nice person sometimes, but he's, like, he's gone.
Yeah, like, it's okay that he tried to stab me. Let's be best friends anyway. Like, no! You're supposed to hate him!
Let's try to be best friends anyway.
Like, I pretty much agree with Brian that it was a good episode, but about that Gintaro thing, like, it made me realize what a stupid character he is. Like, the motivation
I'm not
going to
say purely stupid character.
Well, not like, his motivations don't make sense to me.
Okay.
Like, the way he operates, like, the way he's like, oh, I don't want you to be in the club because you haven't smiled yet and you haven't shown me who you are. Like, I kind of get it because maybe he senses he's fake, but I feel like that's not Gintaro because he instantly believes anybody. And
like, I mean, it was weird because, like you said, it felt like, he was recognizing that he sensed fakeness from Ryusei, but then the whole punchy thing happens. It's like, okay, I trust you now because that punch felt real. And then I was like, wait, no.
Like, his decisions just feel so stupid and awkward, and they all feel, like, disjointed.
Like, it just felt counterproductive of each other because, like, I mean, I don't want to repeat myself because I just kind of said it, but just the fact that he kind of realized what was going on, but then so quickly just that went away.
Yeah. Like, it's a very Japanese show thing to do, though. There's, like, all kinds of people always punching and slapping each other and then hugging it out. It's a very strange country. Like, I was like, well, these people just behave very strangely. Like, I've seen it shows, like, do that before, but it just, everything, like I said, just felt disjointed. Like, the way Gintaro's, the way he operates just seems very weird. Like, his thinking process is kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the episode, though.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good episode.
I like Ryusei. He's a cool guy.
Like, I still like Ryusei's character.
I would absolutely love him if he didn't make the gay noises, and I didn't hate his stupid
voice. I also like just how well he acts different. Like he reminds me of Edgy when he's trying to be nice. He's all, nervous and smiley.
I see what you mean. Yeah, like, he does a good job of that. He is kind of like Edgy.
He's all smiling. He's like, yes.
Yes, boss. And then he goes off and he's like, these guys are complete ass bags.
Like, he turns away, then he's just like grumpy face. He's like, oh, I'll kill everyone. I'm like, I'll admit, you're kind of neat. I don't know why you make those noises, but.
But
I
yeah, like.
Of, I re- oh, sorry, God.
I'd say, I like him and he's fighting. Like, he fights pretty cool, it's just throughout the noises. And Meteor, the Mars thing was awesome. Especially when he, like, turbo-poned Scorpion. And then Virgo came in and vented her. That was fun.
Yeah.
And Garen got scared.
I hope that we find out soon why he wants him to become the goat. What was it? What's it called?
Ares?
Yeah, that. Like, I hope that at least the audience finds out so that, like, we have a reason to, like, root for both sides.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm like, just kill the goddamn Zodiac. I don't care about Meteor's motivations because they're so unclear and stupid. Like, if we would find out, it would kind of create a conflict, like, for the audience.
But, I mean, I don't have something to do with his comatose friend in the bed.
Well, yeah, but I mean, just find out quickly. Like, I was kind of glad when he punched Kentaro. Well, because he punched Kentaro. But then I was thinking, like, oh, good, we're not going to do this whole let's pretend to be our friend forever. And they're like, nope. They cleared it up. They managed to find a way to make him punching him right in the face and saying, you bastard, okay.
Like, right. I understand Gentaro's, like, happy-go-lucky. That's his character. But it just doesn't make sense to me how this guy can interrupt you and say, you bastard, and punch you in the face. And then as soon as he starts acting like Izzy again, you're like, oh, it's okay, bro.
It's cool. Let's go get some wings later.
You don't question why he called you a bastard and punched you in the face. You just accept it.
Yeah, that's kind of a stupid thing on his part.
He's Gentaro seems like a very... He reminds me a lot of Edgy and a little bit of Godai, where, like, he's very trusting and just, like, very kind of like, oh, let's be everybody's friend. Because, like, I just finished Kuga, and Godai was kind of like that. He's like, I'll be friends with you guys.
He's
and
very
nice.
Japanese.
And,
yeah.
Like, well, like, more so than some of the other writers. I mean, Fize wasn't like that, and even Blade wasn't really like that. He's a lot like Edgy, where it's like, oh, let's all be friends. I'll be nice to you. I love you. Oh, that's okay, buddy. You can punch me in the face. That makes us even better friends.
I love you, heart.
Like, and then I'll just trust you now. See, we can be friends now, Meteor, because you came in and turbo-poned that Scorpion girl. It's like,
yeah.
No?
I think I thought about this last episode. That was a weird way of saying it. I think I thought about this. But when, like, Ryusei was, like, observing Gentaro, like, doing a secret handshake with everyone in the school, mm-hmm. I was just, like, seeing the end of the show where, like, it's the Zodiarts versus the school and, like, everyone's behind Forze in, like, a sort of Mystic Force-esque scene where, like, everyone's surrounding him. And it's like, dun, 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 Forze. Like,
and
I could just
all
totally
doing
see
the handshake? Oh.
Yeah, like, the whole school is the Kamen Rider Club. I can bet something like that will happen.
Probably.
The very last scene will be him and Suspenders guy doing the handshake.
Oh, there was a part where he was like, Testa! Testa! I'm like, Chuck Testa?
Testo! 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 I'm like, Testa.
Are we talking about Chuck Testa? And why do you have a handsome pic? Remember that picture? His name's Handsome
Rob.
Yeah.
That's just
He's
so
He's like
funny.
That Urkel. Urkel and the other counterpart that I always forget the name of.
Stefan.
Yeah, that's right.
Jim Bob.
Captain Jim Bob Sherwood.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like the four Zs. And then he used Wheel, and it was all just... And then
oh,
he was like, it goes round and round. I'm like...
I'm like, are you mentally retarded?
I was going, oh, she's so adorable. She's like a five-year-old.
I was kind of sad that it wasn't all slow and funny. Like a segue. Like, oh, let's go. Oh,
let's go.
I don't remember where I heard it. It was on one forum I read it. Did it say anywhere in the beginning of the series where it said Forze's a multi-purpose rider? Meaning that his, like, stupid switches are just meant to be for other uses? Like, what I mean is, like, he was meant for more than just combat. Kind of like how Daiboken had the shovel.
Oh.
Like, he was meant for other things.
Oh, possibly he might have been some sort of, like, space exploration upgrade.
Like, I felt like people were stating that. Like, that would make me feel a lot better about the stupid switches.
Like
because
medical?
It makes sense. Well,
and
yeah, medical.
Pen?
Combat. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I don't know how you'd make use of pen, honestly. But
I don't know. But it would make me feel a little bit better about it. Like, it would make more sense if this was, like, a combative rider. And or maybe, like Brian said, I think it was Brian, his dad just went crazy. And that's how Forze was made. They stranded a rider on the moon for 6 months, and he just made Forze.
Like, I don't mind the idea that Forze was slightly developed as a... as, like, a space exploration tool. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think about some of them, like, Wheel for moving around on the moon, and then you've got, like...
Drill to go into the Earth and rule
the
moon.
Yeah, Drill and Rocket to fly around, and, like, Brush, Pen, I guess you could mark shit. I don't know.
Gatling and, what's the other one? Launcher, in case you run into aliens.
Eric and Fire.
That's what you need to put out fires.
Like, some of them make perfect sense as, like, space tools, and then some of the other ones are like instant combat thought, like Gatling and stuff. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it would seem better to me if there was some sort of explanation of why it's stupid. Like, otherwise it just seems like they're forcing the idea of having 40 of them just because they have to.
Or, like, why there's a hand on his leg?
Yeah. That was for if you got someone was four so they didn't have arms.
Oh.
All right, so here we are starting Ramble Time with our first ever Ramble Time bi-leaky? I'm going to say bi-weekly question nests, and then Leaky came out.
Bi-leaky.
So this is the question we do on Facebook bi-weekly. This week's question was, what is your favorite Heisei-era Kamen Rider show and why? And we got, let's say 14 responses, because some of them are doubles, but we got a decent amount of responses.
Double.
Speaking of double, all these posts make it seem like we forced people into picking double. Should we just go in order, or should we just pick?
Yeah, we'll just go in order, and we'll read off everyone's, and then we'll have our own little discussion amongst ourselves.
About how we suck, and I would say you suck, and we suck. Never mind. I've lost it.
So, our first response was from Harry Hartman. So, hello, Harry.
Nice alliteration there. I like it. So, you could be a newscaster. This is Harry Hartman at 11 o'clock.
So, he started by saying, Black and Black RX, need I say more? But then I corrected him, saying that we were talking about Heisei, and Black RX is the only one that could be actually counted for that. So, anyway, he corrected himself to say Black RX and Agito. So, yay, Agito.
Fuck yeah. I also like to point out that when your response says, Shiyuki, that's the way I hear it in my head.
Shiyuki.
That's some old school street cred right there. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Okay. So next we have Jerry McDougald. He says, DK, it was his first Kamen Rider series, and even though the plot was kind of bad near the end, but it was an overall fun series, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And if O's counts, I also like this series because of the combos and the stories.
I don't know why O's wouldn't count, but...
I don't know. Only Forza doesn't count just because it hasn't got a chance to finish yet. Right, go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, so next is O Mangquat. So I would say double for obvious reasons. If you got a choice, you would say Blade. Are we making?
What's your favorite Heisei writer? Except you must say double, otherwise we will murder you and banish you from RR. But that's what the post said.
The fighting amongst friends, all versus Liangle, Blade and Garen, Chalice and Blade, making friends with Liangle and Chalice, and then, spoilers, sacrificing oneself, Blade, in addition to sealing undeads. So that's fun. Yeah.
Oh, Kevin gets to read Matt's. Reads? Child.
I do get to read
Matt's. So, next up we have our very own Chris.
What's up, Chris? Yo, what's up, dog? That was stupid.
Hello, Chris!
Double had the perfect mix of a good story, comedy, and deep... Wait up.
Deep? Stops there. Perfect
mix of a good story, comedy, and deep... story-driven character... Okay, I get it now. I'm sorry, the comma placement confused me, Chris. I'm sorry.
And deep?
The deep goes with the story-driven characters.
This is what happened to his punctuation around Brian.
It's funny, I didn't have a hard time reading it because I have...
The good story... So good story and comedy, and then deep story-driven characters. It utilized the gimmick well, and the suits were amazing for both the riders and the villains. No, it's good. Yes, easily the best rider show in my opinion. Agreed.
All right, now we have Cullen E. Watkins, who says double. You know good and well why he's freaking awesome. That's good enough reason. I also love Hibiki Dono and Kiba to death. And that's death. Commitment right there. To death, represent.
So, next up, we have Matt. Matt, he's like, double, because, well, it's double. If you watch double and didn't enjoy it, it's likely because you're a terrorist.
Best response on this whole thing. I'm sorry, it was fantastic.
My personal favorite, aside from double, is Kiva. From the story to characters, and especially the rider designs, I love everything about it. Dark Kiva is some of my favorite rider armor ever.
Why... Why is Matt always George W. Bush?
I don't know, okay?
That's what George W. Bush looked like when he was younger.
Like Matt?
Yes.
Hi.
You're likely a terrorist. And that voice worked perfectly.
Kevin gets aerosols, too. He gets all the good ones.
Most likely a terrorizer.
So Lars Barrett says, if Force A continues the way it is, it'll be that. Having this much fun should be illegal. I think it is. But that probably doesn't count, since you know it isn't even halfway over. You'd be correct. My DX answer would probably be double. I know, most obvious answer ever. Out of the Heisei shows I've seen, I could easily watch it over and over again with no problem. Point well taken, because I've watched it probably 5 times. I just love hanging out with those guys. I wish I could hang out with Shotaro. That'd be fun.
Alright.
Hang out with Shoichi-kun.
Shoichi-kun.
Were you serious about the Agito Club thing? Like, I thought you were kidding. Oh man, I get Chrissy Watkins again. We meet again, my old friend.
Okay. Oh, not Chris.
Wait, what? Did I say
you
Chris?
You said Chris.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about Chris. Colony Watkins. I'm
Ew.
Sorry. Well, I was thinking about how he likes to flash. Anyway, it says, oh, holy Kabuto. How could I forget Kabuto? It's like second after double to me. I freaking love Kabuto. Walking the path of heaven, dude.
Yeah. So, next up is RR's very own Aerosol. And he
says... It's like this, Kuga! Sorry.
He's like, Kuga... I can't believe that hasn't been mentioned yet. While I recognize that other series like Double may be better made, Kuga has had a soft spot in my heart ever since I first watched it. It carried the presence that the Showa era series had held while establishing small aspects that would go on to define the Heisei era. The characters are all well managed and entertaining to watch. The story kept its pace well and introduced newer elements with purpose. Considering some of the more muddled aspects of recent series, Kuga felt like a relief to watch, and it is certainly a gem amongst the franchise. I love Double, Hibiki, and several others no less, but on a strictly personal level, I just have to go with Kuga.
Kuga is gonna be like lasers. Kuga!
Yes. Fuck yeah.
Yep.
So we have Lars Barrett again.
Oh, you meet your old friend also. But you didn't call him Chris.
Some repeats. For what it's worth, I would have gone with something else if I had seen more Heisei Rider. Other than Double, I've only seen O's and Fies to completion. I almost said Fies based purely on gotta watch the next episode factor, but it falls flat for me when it comes to characters. If it weren't for Kaido and Keitaro, I forgot about him. You talked to me about him, and I still forgot about him.
That's the Fies version of Blade Guy, Keitaro.
I didn't think I enjoyed Fies as really... Words! I don't think I'd enjoy Fies nearly as much as I did with them. That's because Kaido is awesome, but anyway. While I adore the characters in the cast and O's, the story didn't really gel well with me. But Double had a fun and enjoyable characters and a good story, so it kind of wins out by default. If you'd ask me again in a few months, I'm sure my answer would be completely different. Well,
no.
I'll personally ask you in a few months, just you. I'm lying, I probably won't do that.
That'll be the question of the week, just for Lars. Hold on, I'm waiting for one to pass. All right, sorry. Small plane just flew over the building. Okay, so now we have Tommy Braveheart. I mean, Brevard. He says, DK, because it was my first writer series I saw, it fully got me into Toko. DK is my favorite writer of all time. DK is my favorite writer of all time! So I have to read like that, because it reminded me of apart from Fanboys.
Brian? Oh, I'm sorry. I was not paying attention. So then finally we have Bradley Thornton, who says he's going with Double. I don't think it's physically possible to dislike Double if you're a Rider fan.
Because you're a terrorist.
Alright, the characters were so well developed and had their own great personality. Also, Shotaro's facial expressions were incredible. The story rarely ever dragged, and even when there was filler, for the most part, it was good filler. The writer himself was such a cool idea to have multiple mix-and-match forms. Double is the best. He is.
Fucking right.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Mm-hmm. So, we got definitely a lot of Double responses here, which makes sense, obviously.
Yeah, I'm not
particularly nothing surprised. Wrong with that, because Double's awesome.
No idea what Brian said, because he like whispered it in a hushed tone and kind of talked over it.
I don't know what I said.
He said, that's not particularly, and then Kevin's like, ah! That's the way I remember it happening, anyway.
Yep. So anyway.
It's a feedback. Yep.
So, you gonna start discussion?
Well, I was wondering who was gonna start it. I was gonna start
it. Fine, I'll start it. So, mine would probably be... I don't want to say Agito because Dawson's going to say Agito.
No, I'm going to say double.
Oh, okay. Fine, I'll say Agito. Because Agito is awesome.
Agito's mine, don't you touch it.
But, like, mine changes a lot because overall I enjoy double the most out of, particularly out of recent things, just because basically for all the reasons everyone else said, double's just, like, the perfect blend of everything cool ever.
Yeah.
So there's that in mind. But, like, in terms of trying to go back a little bit, Kuga and Agito were, in my opinion, like, near-perfect series for different reasons. Like, Kuga, I just love the interaction between Godai and Ichijo. Like, with Ichijo...
Don't tell me to go die.
Not being the actual second rider.
Guys.
But being, like, the person in that role, it was a really cool contrast between the two that
and
I really
badass.
Enjoyed. He is badass. He's got
it
Ichijo.
It would have been best to have him as a rider or anybody else, because that show was about Kuga.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Kuga, Atsukuyomi ga.
There we go.
Kuga, koko ni no energy.
Kill me now.
I'd love to.
Right. And on the flip side, Agito I really like because I like the interaction between all three riders, and I like how their stories all kind of integrated together.
Yeah.
To make one giant cool story.
And if you decayed, Agito's story intertwines all together for one person.
Yeah.
I have to agree about Agito. I feel like is the perfect rider series for me because I like when there's multiple riders like that, and like you said, they intertwine them all together, and it's got good character development for everybody. And then also, like, it had a really good mystery, which is something I find key to like rider just a lot, because they always, most series try to create some sort of mystery, and I thought it was just handled really well. And I didn't really find anything too confusing, or they were trying to go for too many different plot lines with other series.
Mm-hmm.
But Double was still, like I said, it was a perfect blend of just awesomeness. And, like, I agree with, was it Bradley about Shoto's facial expressions?
Absolutely.
They were incredible. Like, that's why I read it. But, yeah, they pretty much are.
Absolutely.
And they did utilize the gimmick well. Mm-hmm. Although I do have to give it to Forze. They've been giving pretty balanced use of the forms.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's only three of them, but still, you can get... There's no got to carry balling here. It's because, like, Alexdase doesn't turn into, like, 20 of them.
He just has a rod. Nice big rod.
Based on other answers, I also agree with Omang about Blade. I really liked Blade. I don't think it was as well put together as Agito, but it did a good job of giving focus to all the characters that were in it, I thought, and put them together pretty well. I really liked the way it paid off. Like, I felt like the ending was done very well, and it's kind of like that and Fives are both series that you kind of have to get through that initial 10 to 15 episode, like, you know, 20 minutes of talking, 2 minutes of action. But that's basically just to set up the characters so you know who they are. And, like, it's just kind of like a payoff for it.
Yeah.
But Blade was definitely a great series, I thought.
Yeah, there's not much more I can say about Double and how awesome it is. But I still have to watch Agito. That's the one I have left. But I have seen Kuga... Kuga was really, really good. It was so good. Godai was epic, and Ichijo and all that fun stuff. And also, it was like, and not just them, but they also had like all those different individual side characters who all like did things and had purposes to the plot, and
John,
weren't
Gene.
Weren't really like obnoxious. Like, I mean, like, we get some side characters who can get pretty annoying sometimes, but the Kuga ones, kind of like with Double, they none of them were really all that bad. They're all pretty cool.
Right.
The only thing I felt was weird was that lady with her son. Like, I didn't know why I was supposed to care. like, I don't care. Is it going to go anywhere? Is your son going to turn into an Orphanog King or something? I don't know. Like,
an Orphanog King?
You know, like that, a kid in the Fives.
Oh, I get it.
Like, I just didn't know why I was supposed to care about that. Because Kuga is, when I watched it, it was like pretty, it's different from any other writer series that comes after it, really. Like, it feels like a primetime show. Like, it feels very real and, like, raw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and so I guess I'm just used to a lot of plot lines either involving writers or villains or something mystical that happens. So having a plot line that just was really about nothing, it's like, I don't really care about this lady or her kid. She's just a bad mom. Call social services. Maybe have fake Shaw raise him.
I mean, when we're talking about Kuga and stuff, like, I think also it has something to do, at least for me, just the way that the cinematography plays out in Kuga also gives it that sort of real factor. I don't know why exactly, because I can't put my finger on it, but I really enjoyed the cinematography and the choreography that Kuga had.
Yeah, they had some, like, you know, think, like, the older series won't have as good of, like, fighting, but they had some really awesome bike fight scenes and shit, and even, like, the, like, hand-to-hand combat fight scenes were really well done. Uh-huh. Like, they were simple, but I enjoyed them.
Yeah, they were good, and also, though, I also like the whole police thing in Kuga.
Yeah, I like how heavily involved they were.
And, I mean, like, you had a little bit of that in Double with the cops, but it wasn't that much, but it was, like, there's all this shit going on, and here's all the police investigating it and shit with Kuga, and then after a while they just stop. They're like, yeah, Orphan Knox, undead.
Put up the Kuga signal. He's Batman.
I like how Double handled it because they had the small little unit to handle the dope on cases, but they kind of went over it by the fact that they said that Regis Philbin had, like, control over the
police.
Yeah. Because he was an influential person to their society. So they kind of explained it a little bit in that, but I mean, like, Forze, the police never bother to investigate the school.
It's a school, too. People go apeshit if someone brings a water gun to school here. They're like, this kid was arrested and then beaten by the cops for bringing a water gun. I'm like, whoa. One kid called another a dork, and he's been arrested for bullying. I'm like, oh my god, really?
And the police were, like, pretty much never in O's, despite yummy attacks happening all the time and the green running around doing
O's
shit.
O's felt very disconnected from the rest of the world. Yeah.
A 7-year-old boy looked at a girl in his class and was arrested for sexual harassment.
What? Fides had everyone investigating the 13 girls murdered, like, at the beginning and the cases that led to, like, the main three orphanogs. Mm-hmm. And then, like, they disappeared to, like, the end where they're all of a sudden involved again.
But, I mean, like, I just like everything for different reasons.
Yeah, it's really hard to rank it. Except for, like,
Kuga, Agito, and I mean Hibiki. We haven't mentioned Hibiki yet at all, but
yeah. I know Hibiki's awesome.
So different, like, all of them are really different. Up until recently, where they have, like, literally the same formula. Every series is completely different from each other.
Yeah, and then we had that one person who said Kabuto, and I mean Tendo Soji. Come on.
The thing about Kabuto is really fun to watch, but there really wasn't much going on. If you look back at it, like, wow, nothing happened.
I mean, Tendo was awesome. Well, those Iron Chef competitions are a couple of days, but Tendo was amazing, and he was cool. He made me want to do things to him. But, Wagadomo Kagami, my best of friend.
Right. Best of friend. I don't know what's going on there, but
I don't know either.
But yeah, like I said, I just like everything for certain reasons, but, like, Kuga, Agito, Hibiki, Double, those are all in my top.
Kiva, don't forget Kiva. Kiva's classic.
Kiva is really cool. It's got Kenji Matsuda in it, so.
I really want to rewatch Kiva, like you said earlier.
Yeah, I might do it just because I haven't seen it. It's the longest time of any of them since I've seen it.
Because, like, it's one of those things I rate so high because it was the first one that I've seen.
Yeah.
And it was, the one I had the most fond memories of, but I haven't rewatched it. I've only watched it that one time.
Yeah.
So I'd like to rewatch it again just to see whether it actually does hold up now that I've seen everything else.
Yeah. I'm scared. Rewatch Decade after Gokaiger? This is awful! There was a few people that said Decade, and I definitely see, like Brian just said, your first series always is kind of special, regardless of how it is. Mm-hmm. But Decade's... I hate to compare it to Kabuto, but it's kind of like Kabuto where it's fun to watch, but there really wasn't much there.
Right.
At least Kabuto sort of made sense more than Decade.
Yeah, because, I mean, Kabuto was consistently lacking a story. Decade at least had something going until Nega World, and then everything just kind of went died.
Yeah.
And DK did have that cool jaunt with the Hibiki crew. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. And it.
Yeah. And, I mean, and then also, though, DK did have the effect of making a lot of people want to go watch the older Rider shows. So. Yeah.
I mean, it had that effect on me, so.
Yeah, I made me want to go watch Hibiki, and then I saw it, and I was like, oh my god, Hibiki.
People who are starting Rider, or just haven't, like, you need to seriously get over yourself and get past the first episode. Because people, like, I think even Dark Blaze, I'm in comments, like, oh, I saw the first episode and they started singing and I left. I'm like, I hate when people do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to just power through. You have to do that with almost all early rider shows. There's always some sort of drought. Like, Vise and Blade, like I said, it's like some sort of drought you have to get through to pay off to the good part of the show. And Hibiki's just so nice. I just want to live in that world and fight Makamo.
And just be all, yo.
And not become a doctor.
Yeah. Oh, Shonen.
You've been working here the whole series, damn it.
Why are you there? I work here, damn it.
Why are you so surprised to see me?
This is like basically a mini preview of what RR and RR for Rider will be like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is a real trailer, bitch. Suck it, Superhero Tyson. Suck it, Fize fans. No one picked you on our little thing. Or Ryuki.
No, Ryuki, well.
No one picked Deno either.
That's shocking.
I like Deno.
I love Deno.
I think if we got more than like 12 people that were actually
that's why we'll do
answering the question, I'm sure we'd have got a couple more, but so how we're structuring the questions now is that when this goes up on Friday, we'll be posting up the next question. And just because it's on Facebook and there's no real way to like pin something, we're going to go ahead and repost it the following Friday, since this is an every other week thing because it only happens during Ramble Time weeks. So we're going to repeat the question the following week. You don't need to answer it again if you already answered it. So keep that in mind.
We'll read answers from both posts.
Yeah.
Just to help get more posts and keep it out there. Go ahead.
Well, one thing I can look into, I'm not sure if like this has it anymore. I need to look, but they used to have like a little discussion thing on the Facebook pages. I don't know whether that's still an option on here or something. I'll have to look into it.
But this week we'll just post it twice.
Yep.
It'll go out the same day as the podcast, or same evening. Because this one, it got turbo pwned with on like 2 days by stupid ass stories of stuff being subbed.
Yep. Yeah.
Yup. Well, let's talk about the 1.5 shows we have to talk about for Ramble Time.
Pokemon.
Let's do it.
And what happened was that Subway one where they... We talked about that with Chandelure, because Kevin was like, how about that Chandelure, Brian?
No, that was just a call.
Was it?
Yep.
Oh, damn it. I hate that. Brian, you should just always be filming us. It should be like the real world. Real world RR. The real world.
Oh, God.
Wait, that's Grongi. Grongi can easily be confused with Najee.
Yeah.
So we didn't talk about that.
Nope.
Okay. I'm trying to remember what happened other than Chandelure and Electross.
Not a lot.
They got their Pokemon back. I thought we did talk about this. Because we were like, oh, Snivy and something, and... Are you sure?
Yep.
Because I remember I was going to comment something about Brian being mad because they discounted Scraggy for someone that he could just headbutt his way out of there.
Scraggy!
He just headbutt and they would win.
Yeah.
I like that whole thing where Pikachu is like, what can I do? I know, we'll get this guy. And then magically their Pokeball's on top.
He knows what they look like. I mean, you can tell them apart easily. Couldn't you tell?
And that one was clearly such and such's ball.
Well, now.
Pikachu has a marked like Richie.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking, wasn't there someone that had a marked and I couldn't remember who it was?
Yeah, Richie had little stars on them. Like, Richie these was are thinking mine ahead. Because they're starred.
Richie was thinking ahead, and then he appeared in Pokemon Chronicles and never was seen again. Happened to that little guy. He probably grew up, like, the end of Black and White. You just see Richie, he's like 16. He meets Ash. Happened to you, man? Did you ever age? No.
No.
So how old are you now, Ash? 10. What?
You were 10 last time I saw you 6 years ago. What the fuck happened?
Been in a coma.
Like, it was great, like, all those, like, analyzing of all the Ash's characters or aspects of his personality. Like, Silent is the half of Ash that wants to be a chef, and Iris is the half of Ash that wants to be black.
And a girl.
Oh, God.
So that's
such
for
a kid.
But yeah, the second part of the Subway one was a pretty good episode.
Yeah.
I just like when we get two-parters, because it's fairly rare that we actually get a coherent two-parter episode.
Is that from the Fresh Fit menu? Oh, it's different Subway. Like, I'm still wondering, like, why the fuck can't we get that stupid Team Rocket versus Team Galactic special?
Because it's LOL Tsunamis and stuff.
Like, why can't we get it, though, and be like, whoa, we get it first because we didn't have one. That was mean. But, like, I don't understand why we couldn't have aired it first. I mean, we have it. Why couldn't we? We probably dubbed it already.
I don't know.
I don't get it. Why haven't they aired it over there? What's their problem? No one's upset about this but me.
Like, no, I'm upset because it, like, there was a gap in the story that you needed.
It's been so long now. I feel like they're almost just like, fuck it.
Probably did say, hey, fuck it.
They forgot about it.
Like, I'm just upset because it looked like such an awesome story arc.
It did.
Those episodes are in the vault next to G3 Mild.
And Metal Garurumon, he's just going, oh. Like, I want the episode. And when are we going to get the Brock and Don specials? Kiefer wants to see the Don special. I want to see the Brock special. Where's Brock? Tired of silence, everything being a connoisseur. Whenever you're good at anything, like, oh man, Ash, you're a connoisseur at riding a bike. No, he's just good at it. He's not a connoisseur. Go away. Come back. Where's Brock? Where did he go?
He's off playing with his little brothers and sisters. Inappropriately.
Yeah, with Ludicolo. They're both have their rape faces on.
Fun times and such.
Yep.
Is that it for Pokemon?
Yeah. Well, the next ones, whenever those air, are going to be the ones at the gym.
With hot electric chick.
Silence thing just recently evolved, right? Is Crustle? Or is thing into a Crustle?
Yeah, in Japan, yeah.
I didn't expect that to be Crustle. So soon.
And I think in a couple of episodes, Ash is going to be getting that Krokorok.
Yeah. Well, I know recently in Japan, his Rock and Roll evolved. I saw that spoiled in, like, a manga or something. Like, someone on Ranger Board, I saw in the Pokemon thread, someone showed, like, a picture. It was, like, a comic, and they showed that he was going to evolve.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a while ago. I think I mentioned it to you guys. We probably just forgot. Oh, fuck. That's what happened. Ash's been catching a lot of Pokemon. He's like me when playing Black and White. I just kept catching a bunch of people and experimenting. The perfect representation.
Well, pretty soon Tepig and Tranquil will be evolving too, and that'll be fun.
Tepig can stop having a stupid voice, maybe.
Maybe there's some a derp face.
Gonna be a derp face.
It's gonna be a pig derp. No. That was just too much.
Yeah, it was.
Well, should we talk about Chuck now?
Yep.
Did we talk about the kept man before? No. The one with Casey and Speedo? That was fun.
That was
a fun episode.
That was fantastic. He had that sweater.
And, yeah, he threw it away. And, no. Wait, we did talk about that one because we were talking about how Jeffster was, like, investigating. Was that in a... That wasn't a conversation.
That was a conversation.
I'm sorry, because I remember Brock, like, the board that even said intersect on it. Like,
yeah.
Jeff put it together so quickly. Although, I'm not surprised. I think back to the scene a few episodes ago when him and Morgan were having a discussion about the intersect when he went off Frosted Tips.
Yeah.
In the middle of the store.
Yeah.
And then Chuck, like, so you need to be in tune with your woman like me. She's sitting there over there barfing, possibly pregnant. Like, she's not pregnant at all.
You gotta be in tune. Just watch. She'll have this, and this, and she's over there going. I'm like, oh, Chuck, you stupid.
I always remember that moment when he was like, quiet woman! And the look on her face was just priceless.
Quiet woman?
That was great.
But yeah, that was like a nice example of like a fun Chuck episode.
Yeah. And then Sarah ran over that guy. That was awesome. And then Jeffster found the castle at the end. Mm-hmm. He tried to fool him with that underground thingy with awesome working out. Make it think he was super spy. That was funny. I feel like
never
that's the last
fool a mental patient throws weight.
Oh, that was great. Like, and then Morgan just tranked him.
Yeah.
And that led into this week's where they tried to make him forget. That was really funny. I thought that was really well done.
It was funny. It just kept happening.
Yeah.
I think they handled them perfectly. Like, we got to see their reactions to everything, but then they got to revert back to normal.
Yeah.
I thought it was handled perfectly and, like, with a comedic memento-like storyline riding on themselves. Although, I mean, other than being scarred, I wish we could have gotten a little more reaction or, like, discussion about... Because it would seem pretty shocking, these guys that they just seemingly thought were just kind of losers like them, being spies, especially Morgan. Because Morgan was more kind of part of their group for the longest time.
Yeah.
They probably wonder why people just stopped hanging out with them.
I know we're weird, but...
But they never come to work anymore, and Morgan's the manager. That's weird, isn't it?
It's kind of like how when Bulk and Skull found out who the Power Rangers were, except it didn't really apply because he just met those guys.
But like, there are you? And they're like, you just met them?
You
don't
know who they are. Mike! I don't even know who Mike is.
You only met them in Turbo? That was only like a season ago?
The whole time it's been them. They probably thought that those guys were them MPR Rangers too.
Probably.
But they were like 13 when that happened. Well... Teacher's like, I'm 18. Dude, you're way too muscly to be 18. Look at you. Anyway, back to Chuck.
You're so fast.
Chuck versus Bo. Well, not only did I first think it was going to be Bo Buchanan, but that was probably one of my favorite episodes ever.
It was a perfect blend of everything that makes Chuck Chuck.
Like, it was just like this huge, like really funny, like spy, like Morgan intersect ride, and then it ended with like this super dramatic moment. Like you said, it bottled everything together. Like, seeing Intersect Morgan again was hilarious. Who wants to party with the freaking Intersect? He was so
disgusting. I have the most powerful weapon in the world.
He's doing backflips and shit. And I was so discreet about it.
that was really funny.
That was fantastic.
And they promised me a Veil Bymore, and I couldn't find it. And the alternate Bymore crew was just hilarious.
Yeah, everyone was just like alternates of each other.
Big Michelle.
Old Jeff.
Chick Lester.
And the extra guy with the wig. That was almost the best one. That dude is everything. He's probably like lives in a mansion just off being an extra.
Yeah.
And let's see.
And they had that guy who wanted to be the Intersect.
Yeah, I thought that was a really good, like, setup for a final villain. Like, I was worried at the end of season 4 when they said Decker said everything was set up. Like, I didn't want it to be like, oh, we planned all of this to happen. Like, I liked that it tied back to the first season, but it wasn't all conspiracy-like.
Yeah, it was just like, the guy that was supposed to get it.
Yeah, and Chuck got it instead, and then his life sucked after that.
He just wants it back, but he goes through all of these other villains to try to get it back. Like, I'll fund you, and you, and...
Yeah, like, I'm glad that it wasn't like, oh, we wanted Chuck to get the Intersect, and we controlled his life this way. But, Although, the one nitpick about that is that the first Intersect wouldn't have done much to help him combat-wise.
Yeah.
Since it wasn't a combat Intersect. But, whatever, it still works for me. And I thought it was a pretty decent premise. Mm-hmm. And I thought when they were in the Bymore that Chuck was going to upload the Intersect. I definitely didn't expect what was going to happen later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was... Like, when it first started happening, I'm like, oh my god, are they really doing this? This is stupid. And then I realized how awesome it could be.
Right.
Super Sarah.
Lol.
Just immediate kick-ass mode.
Yeah, like, damn. She did, like, pole vaulting and shit. It was badass. She, like, rider kicked the last two guys.
Yeah, that's what she does. Like, she's Sarah Walker.
And that up until that point, that was probably the last like regular fun Chuck episode we're gonna get.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
From now on, it's just gonna be super dramatic until the end, I'm guessing.
So there's only three more episodes.
Yeah, and it's getting me all worried because like it's tragic and everyone's gonna cry. I'm like, oh god, it's getting all dramatic. Like,
don't die.
Like, I'm not sure exactly what's gonna happen. Like. I'm guessing there's a potential of Sarah losing memories from having the Intersect. I lost memories. Important movies.
Important movies. I like how that came second right after memories. Important movies.
Like, and like it's going to matter to this spy dude. Like we saw in the preview that she's going to have problems.
Yeah. She starts screaming and not in a good way.
Oh, Meng.
I'm following a couple, like, fake Twitters that are modeled after DBZ characters.
Uh-huh.
This one for Goku says, Wikipedia's going to die? How are we supposed to look up how many times Yamcha's died?
Oh, that's pretty funny. Oh, we have other topics to talk about. I checked out the sequel series of Dragon Ball Z Kai called Dragon Ball GT. I was very confused. How did Goku get back on Earth? And who is the Indian guy he was beating up? And who's Pan? And why is Trunks a fag? I don't understand. Well, it actually comes from my friend. He like loosely started following Dragon Ball when Kai came on, and he saw future Trunks. He's like, oh, he's badass. And then he called me the other day, and we were talking, and he's like, why is Trunks a faggot now? He was, like, wearing a suit. It was really gay. I'm like, I said, that's peacetime Trunks. And then I realized it made him sound like a Barbie. Like, peacetime Trunks.
Peacetime Trunks. Suit.
Why did Trunks' hair turn a darker shade of purple? I don't know. We'll probably cover that in the GT discussion. But I was very confused, needless to say. But I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. It's a really weird thing to do on their part, but
they should have just aired the rest of Dragon Ball Z regular with the filler.
Yeah.
The next chapter after we skip the other three or four. Like, because I'm sure there has to be, out of all the people in the world that watched it, all the kids or whatever, that honestly thinks it's the next chapter that didn't bother to look anything up.
Yeah.
Like, just funny. It reminds me of, like, them just abruptly ending GX. Whatever, so we'll just end it at the season 3 where everyone thinks Jaden's dead.
It'll be cool.
It's fine, bro. When's Exo coming back? February?
I think so, yeah. I still have a few more weeks.
I want to feel the flow again.
I'm feeling the flow. And you haven't felt the flow for a couple of months. We might be pregnant. I don't know.
I think it was... I looked on Wikipedia, but I can't look now, though. But I think it said Benten's supposed to come back in February, but... They need to hurry up with that so we can find out what the next series is.
I want to know.
Like, I know there was a... Unless it was fake, which I don't think it was, there was a cover I saw on Ben 10 Toys of the Final Battle DVD, and it showed what looked to be Ultimate Way Big.
Mm-hmm.
It looked pretty cool.
Ultimate Way Big.
They need to add that, like, as a downloadable content for the Omnitrix chest badge. Rider Belt DLC. I still think that's going to happen.
It will. Just give it time.
Star Wars came back unexpectedly, and it's getting really good, actually. Except for that last episode. It was good, but I don't like Death Watch. I think it's a stupid storyline.
Look, I told you what the finale is.
Well, I don't believe it. Anakin's a good person.
Well, I'm sorry. That's what happens. So, I was watching the Ninja Turtles movie earlier. The original one.
Uh-huh.
And you know who I found out was in it?
Chuck
Crewman number 6.
Guy?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Rokai Silver?
Yeah.
Really? Who was he?
He was... You know how they have, like, all those, like, little, like, thug kid dudes or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Well, at, like, if you... You can really see him at the end when you go to... Like, when Casey goes and saves Splinter, and they're trying to leave. There's, like, that... Like, this dude, like, a little mustache and, like, a white shirt. He's like, this is our family. And yeah, that guy.
I'm crewman number 6.
I'm crewman number 6. I'm going to die soon.
Crewman number 6 for American Gokai Silver. Gokai Silver is crewman number 6. And his name's Guy. It's too perfect.
Oh, God. You're right.
They just need to get a show together called Guy's Doing Stuff.
Guy's doing stuff.
I think they planned that.
They did.
Yep.
Or they can get a show with Guy from Galaxy Quest, Guy from Gokaidra, and Guy Fieri, and then it'd be like Ed, Edd n Eddy, but with three different worlds of Spay Guy. Spell Guy. Guy, and Guy.
Guy, and Guy.
But it's all spelled differently.
Oh, goodness.
What are we even saying?
I don't know. We're talking about guy, and guy.
Talking about guys. We like to talk about guys.
Heck yeah.
Two Broke Girls was funny, but we never get to remember any of the jokes other than Caroline masturbating in her tub twice.
Excuse me?
You should watch
it's
that show.
It's stupid because I watched it twice. I still can't remember the funny jokes.
Like, I was trying to remember it.
All I know there's that horrible, horrible note.
Oh, that was funny.
That's all I really remember.
I remember the moment she's like, did the cats eat his face? Be nice. Did the kittens eat his face? Or the neighbor next door that was on a leash. That was pretty funny. I will not be helloing it up in the hallway. I feel like there's some funny stuff about it. And then it was funny when Caroline thought she had herpes the whole time. She's just like, I'm just so happy I don't have herpes.
At least one of us doesn't. What?
Yeah.
I like the part where she was trying to guess the upstairs neighbor's name. And the police officer just gives, like, the Indian name. She's like, I wasn't even on the right continent.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I missed the quiet, dead Indian guy. I think that her character's supposed to be around for a little bit, the Russian Stifler's mom.
I wonder if they're going to, like, actually make them work for her. They never really clarified that.
I don't think so. I know they're going to be staying at the diner for a long time.
Yeah.
That's like that has like so many characters in it.
I'm Stifler's mom.
I think they just pissed her off too much. Maybe it could be a possible side job like that Hoarders episode.
Yeah.
That was funny. Why is Sonic in a Progressive commercial?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's sold out. Along with this other guy.
Yeah, I was confused too when I see that.
It's even more confusing because I don't have audio. And then the Sad Dog commercial comes on. I told you, show me African children. Not dogs. And then I turn it over to Disney Channel and there's just one of those stupid Buddies movies that they just won't let Air Bud go. They just keep making them. These are Air Bud's great, 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 great grandkids.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening right now, but I'm kind of scared.
You ever seen Air Bud? Best sports
I've
movie
I've seen
ever
Air Bud. I meant the rest of whatever the fuck you were talking about.
We're talking about Two Broke Girls, the show that you would really like if you actually watched television.
Don't touch me. I do watch television. Don't touch me, Brian. I meant after that. I don't know.
The 150th episode of How I Met Your Mother was hilarious, but I'm the only one that watched it.
That's because you were probably having sex with
me. The White Collar's back, which takes place. It's a series about when Bryce Larkin and Riker team up. And I just keep looking at him like, you jerk. You're a woman beater. How dare you pass yourself off as an FBI agent? Well, Life to Live ended, and I'm the only one that watched that.
Brian's a woman beater.
I think that for the next RR and RR, we should do One Life to Live. That'll take us up for 14 years. If you start now, you can finish it. It's only got 10,000-something episodes.
That's all.
Yeah, it'll be easy. Characters will take forever.
Good times.
The real Todd's alive.
Shut up. We don't care. No one cares. Except
Jeff's just like, fuck my life. Only John gets this. Oh, that's great.
So do you want to move on to our Twitter questions?
Yes. The Twitter question of the week. Questions,
Twitter question of the week.
That's officially going to be the new jingle for it. Bam. I just sealed it. That's a minor seal of approval.
Why did I even say that?
And you have to do it in that weird accent. You sound like Han too.
I'll have to try to remember that jingle so I can do that consistently week after week.
Fuck yes. But this week we're going to be reading more than a couple questions just because it was a kind of short podcast with minimal content.
Yeah, there's 5 questions we're reading off today. That's all the questions we got during the week, so please send more questions for us. Actually, we only need like a couple each week, but it'd be nice to have some as backup questions.
To choose from, So. Okay, so Brian, you have them?
Our first question was from Fize Daniel at Official RR. In your 3 writers, that's us, opinions, what are the key elements on making the that kind of tokusatsu show awesome like Dawson? Well, for one thing, Dawson's not awesome.
Dawson is not awesome at all.
So despite what the like credits Forza say, I suck at life, I can't write speeches, and it's like,
or anything. You can barely write your name.
So, anyway, does anyone else want to take this first? Or
I can take it first unless you really want to.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think that Rider Show, good job. I'm done. I'm kidding. No, I think that to make a good toku, I think one of the key things for me, like, it doesn't always have to have it, but a major thing I like is, like I mentioned earlier, is a good mystery to keep me intrigued. And I think it definitely has to have some good characters that either show growth or just are, like, really fun to watch. And, like, aren't depressing like people from Fies. And then I also think that, like, it's not necessarily a huge element, because there can definitely be shows that don't have it, but I think it needs to have good action. Like, I think it needs to be evenly spread, the action between the talking. Yeah. Like, I definitely don't mind having pockets. Like, there were some pockets in Agito where there was a lot of, like, no fighting, which I didn't mind because it worked for the narrative. But I think there needs to be a good balance to keep you interested. And that's what I think. I also think they all need to have Shuichi-kun and Kenji Matsuda.
Sounds good to me.
That's
Yeah. That should be obvious.
So, for me, pretty much a lot of what you said, like, mysteries are nice. I don't require, like,
I don't think it needs to be in all of it, because some of them, like, Hibiki didn't have one.
Yeah, but just,
but I,
like,
think it's intriguing.
Something that you don't know that can keep you guessing, but not necessarily, like, an overall running mystery sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, Kuga was kind of like an overall running mystery sort of thing, which was really cool, but
Agito too. Yeah, like, I agree. I'm not trying to say they all need it,
yeah,
but
yeah, I know.
Some kind of something you want to find out that keeps you coming back.
But I mean, for me, most definitely it has a lot to do with characters. Like, that's the reason, like, Hibiki is so high on my list, is because despite Hibiki having a really bland overall story, the character progression that Hibiki had with pretty much every one of their characters, even the side characters, got a lot of progression in that show. It's something that really got me interested, because I enjoy character development. So, I mean, on the flip side, when you have a show that doesn't have that much character development at all, then I lose interest pretty quickly, even if the story's decent. So, yeah, that it's pretty much, for me, has a lot to do with really solid characters. And that applies to both Rider and Sentai.
Okay, so is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, making sure.
No, it's Matt's turn. Matt, get off the toilet.
All right. Well, first, I guess, I like Kamen Rider. I hear there's a new one who's like something in space. I don't know though.
His name's Super Bud. Name.
Like, nah, I'm a dumbass. But yeah, it's a lot of what you guys said. Like, for me, it needs to have, you know, decent characters that I can watch and not want to stab something through my eye to not have to look at them, which is always, you know, good. And the action, yeah, the action definitely has to be there. I mean, you can't just half-ass it. But I can't think of one Rider show really that has not had good action. I think they've, some of them have had more action than some of the others, but they've all done a really good job with the suit actors and this and the all the different fight scenes and everything. And it also needs to have, like, a decent story and be, you know, somewhat decently written and not just a jumbled mess like, you know, certain Sentai shows got. Ghost Ager. And
it was more of a mess, you know, unless they dropped the story until the end.
Yeah.
They just didn't write. Instead of having an overall mystery, they just had a mystery and then answered it at the end. Like, just won't do anything intriguing.
Yeah, like that. Like, writer shows can't do that. Like, I mean, Dan-O was pretty crazy with the whole time travel thing, but I don't know. A lot of the shows, I'm trying to think. You know, also, what helps is what would be nice if they give a writer show a decent ending, because most of them don't.
I can't remember one that did.
One thing I want to see from Japanese toku is two-parters. Just air in an hour and are normal like American TV. God.
But we have to take time, you know, to preempt it for, you know, foot races and golf and
stupid Olympics.
Yeah. You know, all kind of craziness. But, yeah, you know, it was a good story, good characters, good action. Also, especially considering Kamen Rider shows of late not spamming the same form/gimmick item
I have to not feel you selling me the gimmick. That's one thing too. I think makes
that,
it good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's that. I mean, because with Forze, you know, yeah, he's gotten through Eric States and Fire States a fair amount of times each. But Hula Shake and Podochokin have been in like 2 episodes each.
Yeah.
Like Burger Meal is every 15 seconds. Here's Burger Meal, Burger Meal, Burger Meal, which is fine because he does a cool thing. But for the other two, it feels like, okay, we're here because we're making toys and more food droids, so go buy these guys. You know,
because like the memory gadgets got a lot of action between them, between themselves. Like there wasn't really any one that was particularly used more besides obviously like the stag phone because that was his communications device.
Yeah.
But like they used the bat shot a lot. They used the spider shot a lot. They used the frog pod once he was introduced. Denden sensor kind of got the shithole because he appeared so late.
Yeah.
Even that, they used him a couple times at least.
So. Yeah, and like that kind of thing, and or that's just the weapons, and really much anything like that they're gonna make a toy out of, do something decent with it. For example, you know, Kiva's notorious for it with Shudran, Castle Dran, the Brawn Booster, the Power Eeks,
the Jet Slinger, and Fize. I really felt that they used it twice. I don't even know how they released that as a toy, but that was just stupid.
Just half of the things they did in Kiva was a one off. Look, we wanted to make a toy of something to sell it to kids, so it's in one episode. Now they want to go buy it.
Except evidently they didn't, because...
Yeah,
because... It's still there. Soundup took pity on it, because they're like, I'm going to spend $1 million anyway.
Yeah. And plus, they were actually going to pay him $10 to take it all away from him, so... But like, you know, with O's, I mean, he tended to use a lot of the same metals over and over again.
Yeah, I was kind of bugging me with that, but it had a weird structure of how everyone had things at different times.
Well, yeah, it just at times it got a little redundant because we were constantly going Tato Ba, we were constantly going Tajador, or we were constantly pulling out. Like at first, we were constantly every episode he used Kamakiri or Cheetah because that's all he had. So they just spammed those two metals and. Didn't he? Like he only used the Tatoba finisher twice in the whole show.
He did it at the beginning and then at the end when he got fake Super Tatoba.
Yeah, like that kind of thing. That shows need to not do that. As much as I like things in O's, needs to not do shit like that. And the second riders can't be forced. Like they've been doing a good job of it lately with not like Ryuki just kind of started throwing people at you to get more riders.
That's
it
the
needs
point,
to not
though.
Be forced. Well, yeah, but
they needed people to die because they didn't have any monsters. Really, they just
they
had to
suck as people.
I hate those fuckers.
They sucked as people, or like
Delta. Delta was he didn't need to be there. There was no excuse for him other than it looked cool.
I mean, even Kabuto at times, they had so many riders, and then they would just come in for like 4 episodes, and then leave, and then come back, and then leave, and come back.
As cool as their suits are, Punch and Kick Hopper were. Pretty much useless.
Yeah.
I had no idea why they were
there. Whore.
They were stupid.
The B-Zector was like a whore. It was like the Fize belt. Like, just...
like the thing with Punch Hopper and Kick Hopper is like, I'm glad they were there because Kageyama and Yaguruma got to come back. But like you said, they were kind of overall pointless.
Yeah, like they could have been the concept behind their story was kind of nice if they hadn't gone so gothy with it and just kind of, they kind of just walked around until they died. I think they died. I don't remember how that happened.
Yeah.
Then they like, yeah, that was weird.
Whatever.
But it's just that kind of thing. It the stuff can't feel forced, whether it's a weapon or a toy or a rider or anything. It needs to feel like it naturally flows from the story, and that all comes from the writing and the character development and whatever else. So now that we had like a rant on like every fucking show ever.
I was just gonna say one thing randomly. I thought about the action. Is that when I was talking about the talking, 20 minutes of talking, I think that's, like I said, it's better utilized later. Like in Agito, later on, like I pretty much enjoyed all of Agito, but later on I didn't care. Like when I really wanted to find out about the story, like it didn't matter to me that they didn't have any fighting in an episode because I really cared what was going on.
Yeah.
And I feel like in the early episodes when I really don't care what they're saying and there's not much going on at all, other than just saying, oh, here's this location, here's this person, they need to spread the fighting out better. That's one thing modern writers done really well since Double. Is that they spread the action out through the episode so you don't fall asleep. Because I'm sitting there lying down with my laptop watching Fives in the beginning, and they're like talking about shit I don't care about, and then all of a sudden I wake up and they're fighting. I'm like, oh fuck, now I gotta rewind. Just in case they said something important. Like, they need to spread that out better. Or they, I guess they do now, but anyway.
Yeah.
Next question. Okay. After like a 50-minute rebuttal.
Okay, Gotham Darkness asks, if the bad ratings continue, do you see Nick punting Power Rangers to Nicktoons only? I'll start this one off because I feel like it.
No! Sorry, I was...
I'm honestly not sure, but I would want to say yes only because I feel like that's the way to go. I mean, if you look at advertising, like, Nick just totally fails everything when it comes to advertising that isn't their own shows. I mean, you hardly ever see PR advertising on there that's actually of quality.
Yeah.
You go over to Nicktoons, however, they have these epic-ass promos that make, like, Samurai and, like, Dino Thunder and Jungle Fury, like, these the most epic thing ever. Like, the show that you have to see because it's, like, Hollywood epic quality.
Especially Samurai, because you know what it's really
like. Yeah, that's what happened when I was watching the Dino Thunder marathon, is I saw, like, this Samurai promo, and I was like, whoa, this show looks awesome. And I'm like, wait, this is Samurai. There's a zombie in it. And
that's a new show.
Like, I mean, just, like, looking at that promo would make you want to check out the show. I mean, then you would probably be severely disappointed because it would probably be, like, the crappiest episode that you got to watch, which was most of them. But, like, I think it just fits so much better on Nicktoons because it's a more action-orientated show. While everything that's still on Nick is either like a cartoon or something like iCarly.
Or it's SpongeBob.
Yeah,
oh, that was a cartoon.
It's basically SpongeBob and iCarly with a little bit of Victoria sprinkles.
Like, I mean, it's not like it's bad, a bad show for Nickelodeon. It's just the fact that they're not letting it be a good show for Nickelodeon.
I think they need to be more balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least Disney has a bunch of shows. Nick doesn't really have as many shows, it seems.
Yeah, and, like, Nick as a whole just isn't giving... I mean, yeah, Samurai isn't that great, but Nick itself isn't really giving Power Rangers, like, the airtime it deserves.
Yeah.
Whereas Nicktoons, I mean, Nicktoons is doing Samurai episodes, they were airing Jungle Fury episodes, now they're airing Dino Thunder episodes... And I think they're still airing Jungle Fury episodes.
They're airing
they are, because I was just watching Jungle Fury the other day.
Okay,
I think Dark Blaze tweeted
something. Those are my glasses.
Dark Blaze tweeted something a little while back about the new schedule. They're intermingling all three of them now.
Yeah, they got like a 2-hour block or something that's like two Jungle Furies and two Dino Thunders or something. Or
yeah.
Something like that. I don't know, I'm a fan, but.
It's basically
like
turning
that.
Into Jetix.
Yeah, and like, I'm perfectly cool with that, because, I mean, you get to watch a variety of different seasons. Kids can still watch the new show at certain times, and they can check out the old stuff too. It works really well, and it's not that I see Nick punting Power Rangers to Nicktoons only. It's just something I really kind of want to see. I know a lot of people don't get Nicktoons, and I think that would overall have an effect on the ratings because not as much people can watch it. But I mean, the ratings are already taking a huge hit.
It's not like as if a more like. Extreme example of that would be Samurai being on regular station, like a 7 or a 9 or something, and then moving it to cable. But like, there's probably a larger percentage of people that have all the Nicks.
Yeah.
Like nowadays, especially nowadays, and it's just like it was on Jetix and it did fine there for years. They just quit it because they were gay.
Yeah, that was pretty much what happened. Honestly.
Yeah, they were pretty much stupid about it.
I think the other
problem. Oh my
robot.
God! Robots attack! Fire! Lasers! Chris, come with me!
Lasers!
Well, I think the other problem too is that there's the way they do the schedule, where we're going to show 4 new episodes and then stop for 3 months, and then come back 4 new episodes. And
here's my sorry, I was going to say my theory is I think Nick's shit at promotion. Regular Nick, I think they have nothing to do with the amount of episodes they're getting though. That's all on Saban to produce their own show.
It's not.
Well, because they're just doing ADR now. Why are they just doing it now?
Well, the gap between seasons, yes.
Well, yeah, but that's what the thing is they only have 22 episodes, and that's what Saban did. That's what Nick has to work with to air.
Yeah, because that's all Nick ordered.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
It was 22 episodes until they decided, hey, let's do more. We'll do season two next year.
And but so that makes sense, though.
Well, I mean, I know that they're only going to order, like, one season worth, which was their 20 episodes. And then their specials.
That's true.
But, like, I mean, that bothers me because that's just not what we talked about this before. That's just not, like, not what PR was designed to be.
Yeah.
Is something that split so long.
I guess we'll find out really next year. If they go with this 2-year schedule, we'll probably know it's something to do with Saban, like if they're slowing the ADR down or something.
I mean, well, honestly, like, the gap that we had before between whatever episodes it were, between, like, the black box stuff, like, that was a long gap, but PR always had, at least when it was on Fox Kids, had a pretty long gap between, like, the midsection of the season.
Yeah.
And so it's not like that was absurd, because we always had a break around that time. It's just the fact that we weren't used to having so little at that break.
Yeah.
Just because of how little Nick was airing everything, because that's just how their shows work.
Yeah.
They don't have 40-episode seasons. They only have, like, 20-episode seasons.
Yeah, that's the way TV is now, which is, like you said, we're used to PR being like that, but almost all shows, primetime or regular kids shows, work on a 22-episode year.
Yeah. And so, like, I mean, despite the fact that we're not used to it, I think it's something we have to get used to, just because that's how TV works now. I mean, if it was on something like Jetix or something, they could probably get away with it. And honestly, I feel like if it was punted to Nicktoons, there is a chance we could get it all in one streak.
That would be nice.
Just because Nicktoons is a little bit more of a freed-up sort of place. And I mean, does Nicktoons have any shows that are new? Or are they all...
Voltron? And there's something, I feel like they're going to get the new...
They're getting the new TMNT.
They're getting the new, what you call it, the Airbender show, eventually.
Oh, yeah. We'll see how things work with those shows. I mean, Voltron kind of went to shit.
Yeah. I watched the first episode.
I don't know whose,
like,
fault that was.
Where's my cake? I don't know. I'm trying to think. I feel like there's something else I'm forgetting that I could be wrong.
They are eventually getting the new Turtles.
Yeah, so they have stuff. They have this new show called, like, something like Wild Grinders. I'm like, is this a documentary about strippers? They have Dragon Ball. They had Dragon Ball Z Kai.
Yeah.
And now they just got GT. I don't know. I don't think they move Super Ninja.
I mean, they have a good... Like, there's the shows that Nicktoons is getting, PR just fits so much better with them.
Yeah.
Than they do the Nickelodeon lineup, so...
I mean, if it can do as good as it did on Jetix, I don't see a problem with it. I don't see, like, with the amount of time and money Saban's invested in it, I don't see any worry if the ratings go low, if Saban just, like, quitting and not making PR anymore.
Honestly, the ratings can't get any lower than they are right now.
Yeah, but, like, I don't
granted, we are in the middle of repeats, but, I mean, even the second half of season one didn't have nearly as well of ratings as the first half did.
We'll forget about it.
Just because of all of the... One, people forget, and two, there was no advertising. There was, like, advertising for, like, a week before the new episode started.
Yeah.
And you need to do a lot more advertising to get the kids' attention than that.
Well, and the reruns probably are doing horrible because people have seen it 8 times. I've seen a couple episodes, like, 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. Like, it's funny because one of Ron's screen names is Blue.
Uh-huh.
On the game that he plays, and...
You're my boy, Blue.
Every time... he catches any episode of Samurai, it's always the one, I've got a spell on blue.
That's funny.
Every time, it never fails. I think poor guy's seen that episode like 5 times.
And that one keeps coming on, the little baseball kid episode keeps coming on. I'm like, stop it.
And the wedding one? That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Better one. They need to re-air Clash of the Red Rangers more, because I enjoy watching that.
Yeah. Thankfully, it's on Netflix.
No, that's true. I didn't think about that.
That's sometimes it's fun just to watch things on TV.
Yeah, there's something about it. Something magical. But that's for another discussion.
All right.
That's for the RR and RR of TV viewing habits. I have to have a safe station in order to feel safe in my room. If the TV wasn't on right now, someone would probably murder me.
Oh, right. I'm ready.
So, this is going to be the podcast question with the shortest answer ever. From Kid Flash DBN, what is the Sentai series you love the most and the Sentai that make you run into a wall rather than watching it? Alright, so the one that we all love the most, Geki Ranger.
Yay, Geki.
The one we hate. Go Sager.
Sager. Yay.
Yep.
We pretty much drilled our thoughts about Go Sager into the ground on the show.
Yeah, and we fapped a Geki every other day. So.
They have a guy called Go Fukami. I mean,
Go Fukami. Go Fukayu.
So the next one is from Delic. If you could change any Toku series ending, which would it be and how would you change it?
All writer ones? Oh. The double ending, so it doesn't exist. There's just no ending to double.
It just keeps going.
Like, I'll go first and just say Fize, since I most recently finished it, to have an ending.
Yeah.
Have some more closure, because it just, like, everything seemed like it was leading up to something epic, and it did lead to, like, what I thought was going to be an epic confrontation, and then they blew up, and then they're like, and then they did some stuff, and then bye, and Hojo got transferred to construction. And then, they show, like, the king being alive. That's like a cliffhanger. You can't end on a cliffhanger. On a guaranteed renewal show like that. Like, I thought I would definitely change it to have a lot more closure. Because it could easily have been done.
Decayed so that the end pulls the trigger and shoots Kass in the face.
Just end it all. No more Decayed movies. No one talks about Decayed anymore. That still makes me feel guilty.
No one talks about it anymore. Well, because double happened.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, a lot of the writer endings are really bad. But the one I definitely would change is double, only because it just didn't really...
There's a huge part of me that would change it to end with him just being Kamen Rider Joker.
Yeah, I understand the necessity to bring Philip back for future movies, but I almost would have rather have had him come back in one of the movies.
Yeah.
Just because it would have worked a lot better when it comes to timeline issues, too.
Well, especially as fucked up as Rider is, I wish they did, like, Sentai and have, like, the individual universes and then the movie-verse-slash-Gokaiger universe.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, all the same stuff still happened, it's just you can do shit you can't.
Yeah. Because, the episode beforehand was so emotional with everything that happened with Philip and then Shoto having to go off on his own. And I liked the finale for showing us, how Shoto was doing and just being Joker and everything. But that ending part, while I'm happy that it came back and everything, it's just something that I wish would have happened at a much later date, and we would have been able to see more of Shotaro as Joker, either in a separate mini-series or
they should have done
in a movie or something.
Like Axel Eternal and Double Returns Joker, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of should have done it like, why I love the way they did it in O's with Ankh. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, they killed him off, but they left you kind of hopeful, where, like, mm-hmm. he was, like, Philip or Ankh definitely would have been dead, but there was kind of like this, oh, maybe you can come back, like, maybe we can find a way. Kind of like the way Vengix lights up at the very end. You can have Philip lighting up somewhere at the very end. Like, his Digi-Egg just gets reborn, and Elecbaum's like, what?
Whoop.
And then it ends. Like, I think O's handled that perfectly.
As for Sentai, I'm usually pretty happy with Sentai endings.
Yeah, they usually
wrap it
so it didn't ever end.
I mean, despite the fact that I was sad Geki ended, it had a pretty solid ending and closed off everyone's stories and showed you what they were doing and everything.
I was sad Ryo and Melee died.
Yeah.
Just because I liked them so much. I mean, like, I'm fine with it and I understand the whole, you know, we're going to sacrifice ourselves to fix the shit we did or whatever. But I was just kind of sad they died, especially considering that Ryo finally was all like, oh my gods, I love you, Mere, and she was like, Leo-sama! Leo-sama!
The only thing I can think of changing is Bond not leaving at the end of Dekaranger, because they made such a big deal about them being a team, and he's like, okay, I'm going to join the Fire Squad. Tetsu, it's your job now. And he's like, no sense. And he's like, wait, he's gone. Like, that didn't make sense for everything they built up to.
And then they just kept it over for SPD. We're like, Red Ranger can leave too, but we'll just do some promotions. It'll be fine.
And then we'll have more promotions later.
It's like, that doesn't make sense.
In the future. No bridge.
Let's see what other Sentaizes have a scenes. Deka, go. Bokenger, I would change it so that Chifu was not completely oblivious to the fact that Sakura and Nae-san wanted to jump his bones. Because seriously, he spent the entire series, like, she was just like, leaving a puddle between her legs on the floor, and he was just like, "What? Let's get some precious."
He was just like, "Good job, you cleaned the floor."
Then she licked. Then she licked it up.
Oh God.
Too far. All right, too far.
Yep.
I know. Okay.
That's just
too
for later.
Far.
Change Ghost Laser so they're all murdered.
The whole team is just ghosting Knight.
And while I personally don't have any sort of issue with the whole Asumu Doctor thing, other people do.
Yes, we do. All do.
I would have changed that.
I would have loved to have seen Hiwiki's original ending with Asumu becoming an Oni and stuff. I think that would have been really cool to see.
The thing about it, though, is that they spent the entire series leading up to that only to just go, nope, Chuck
Yeah,
Teth.
It was really sudden.
Well, I mean, it was sudden because of the writers' change and stuff.
You know, they were like,
well, even the new writers, though, were leading towards it until that stupid like thing he did where he presented. And then, what's his name? Kiriha, was that his name?
Yeah.
And he runs, he's like, you said you were going to be an Oni! He like attacks him in the middle of a class.
Zeronos. Like, he's like, well, he's like, bet you thought Asumu was going to become an Oni and follow Hibiki. Nope. Chuck Desta. And you're like, aw, damn it.
That was a huge problem for me.
Desta with another realistic non-Oni.
If he would have like followed in Hibiki's footsteps, even at the end, if he would have said, you know what, I'm not going to be a doctor anymore, I'll be Hibiki, I would have been perfect. Like, made me so mad. And then the fact that Kiriha got to become an Oni writer.
Yeah, and instead Zeronos gets to come in and train with him, and you're like, aw, Zeronos, you bastard. Eat the shiitake, damn it.
Damn it. Like, yeah, that really bothered me. I forgot about that.
Guy ever. Ever.
I'll change Deno's ending so it'll just end. By that I mean, let's just change it so Farewell Deno really was Farewell Deno. I was like, fuck, how do we get around that? Just call it Cho Deno.
Nice. Nice.
Let's get that guy a bonus.
Even at the end of the movie, it's like, Farewell Kamen Rider Deno. Lols, you don't mean it.
He just waves by going, you know I'll be back, right? Yeah.
I'll be back again someday.
Boston Snowman.
Anyway.
Just one other random nitpick. I would have had Super Tataba appear instead of regular Tataba when he got those final medals.
Yeah, like, for some reason, I just feel like that was supposed to happen and didn't.
Yeah, same here. So we could have a true final combo.
Because they made such a big deal about it.
I know, and it was just edgy with heavy feet. Granted, it was an epic fight, but still.
It's just edgy with heavy feet.
And then they broke like 10 seconds later.
Like, oh, yeah, I broke them.
Yeah, that was pretty lame.
You're the king's medals. Awesome. Tatoba. 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 Fight. They just broke.
Well, damn. They're really old.
Yeah.
They're really old and... yeah. Just saying. But anyway, our last question is from Fies Daniel again. If Tiger and Bunny was going to be a Hollywood film, I assume he means live action because he said actors, but a live action Hollywood film, which actors do you three think will play the next heroes? So,
Sam Jackson as Fire Emblem.
I fully support that just because it would be hilarious.
It would be.
Honestly, I'm
What do you mean I'm not one of the women?
Motherfucker. What do you mean you're not one of the fucking women?
Oh my god, that'd be epic. Which costume is yours? The one that says bad motherfucker. Oh. Alright, well, moving along.
I'm just not familiar enough with actors to fully answer this question properly.
Roger Howarth for Tiger.
Lou Diamond Phillips as Rock Bison.
I still don't know why that one makes me laugh so much.
Alexei Volkov for Lunatic, a.k.a. I forget his name, but I don't know why I'm like, Timothy Dalton, sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I thought about this. Since Rock Bison's kind of like a Mexican or something, right? Mario Lopez. And then, see, since him and Wild Tiger are best friends, Mark Paul Gosselaar. Wild Tiger and Rock Bison are going to be A.C. Slater and Zach Morris.
I say we have, what's the guy's name with the mole? Is everyone's mad at? I mean, he's the main villain. What's his name?
Maverick.
Yeah, he can be played by Jay Leno.
Flabber?
Yes. Oh yes. Flabber for everything.
I could see Maverick being played by George Lopez too. I don't know why.
I think either Yvonne Starhovsky for Blue Rose or Ellen DeGeneres. Those are my two choices.
Where did Ellen DeGeneres come from?
I thought it'd be funny. Or Ellen DeGeneres for Dragon Kid.
The old guy.
Dakota Fanning can be Dragon Kid.
No, Maverick should be played by Spencer from Overdrive.
But he's too cool to be Maverick.
Or it can be Michael Caine. Like he was Alfred and Batman. He can just be Alfred. He can just be Maverick.
Okay.
I say Neil Patrick Harris for Bunny.
That would actually be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would be. He wears suits and he's awesome.
Who for Tiger?
More
Tigers.
Jason Segel. Tiger and Rock Bison can be Harold and Kumar.
Fuck yes, let's do it. Cal and Penn then, for Wild
and
Tiger.
Then, and then, no. Cal Penn would be Rock Bison.
Okay, so you want John Cho as Wild Tiger?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Neil Patrick Harris is Bunny.
Perfect.
Oh my god, this is fantastic.
Let me can be called How I Met Your Bunny.
What about Sky High? High.
Captain Awesome.
Yes. That's the perfect. Only one I accept.
And what about? Oh, Big Mike can be Tiger's old boss.
The guy that drives the cab. Fuck yes. Yeah. Or it could be Ranjit. Either one of those would be fun.
And what about Origami Cyclone?
Some little weeaboo.
Manoush.
Ben Savage.
Ben Savage. Oh my god. Now I feel like we have to cast Wilfred Ellis someone.
Origami Cyclone's friend from that one episode.
Yeah, let's do that.
But now I feel like we have to cast Wilfred Ell.
I feel like we have to cast Wilfred Ell as someone better than a side character. Ben Savage can be the side character. Wilfred Ell can be Origami Cyclone.
That'd be awesome.
We're having way too much fun with this question.
Yeah. I feel like we need to incorporate the two Todds somehow.
With a no.
Tiger and then H1N1. Be perfect. One of them could be one Todd, one could be the other. Be perfect.
Fuck my life. That FML great. Moment when Dawson starts talking about the two Todds again.
I won't let it go, man.
We know.
The movie to GH, they won't even let it go.
It's true. They won't let it go.
They won't let go.
Let's bring the Todds over.
They won't let go of my penis.
They won't let go of my penis.
Neither will Brian.
Nope. Forever, baby.
I know, right?
So, that wraps up our Twitter questions this week. Please do submit more, because this is actually really fun.
Yeah.
So, like, as you can tell, it's just kind of like in the same style we did our anniversary special about. So we'd love to just keep doing this every week, because it's fun. So
yeah. Good questions.
Yeah, great questions.
Yeah, I like I was surprised we didn't get more just, like, generic questions. We got some ones that actually were pretty nice, like, thought behind it.
Yeah. We like questions that can entice conversation.
And just random parodies of Tiger and Bunny. Combining every comedic show and movie we watch. And soap opera. What are you guys talking about now? Soap operas? What? That was great. Sound out.
I come back, you're talking about soap operas. Yup.
Oh man, Anthony Sicara, she could totally be Maverick. Who knows what I'm talking about, but I think it's funny. Anyway. But yeah, so Twitter is every week, so keep submitting those. Was it hashtag podcast question?
Yep, @officialRR and then hashtag podcast question. And I write it down when I see it, and then I have them stored in my document.
Brian keeps files.
It's in my file cabinet.
Lols.
And then don't forget, Facebook is bi-weekly, but they're pretty much going to be up all the time.
Yeah.
Since it gets turbo-pwned.
Like I said, try to find a way to like pin it or something. I don't know. I don't know Facebook. I don't Facebook good.
But if it gets too turbo-pwned, I might just send out a reminder. So go check out what's on the page if you want to leave your responses. But now that leads us into...
Final Thingies!
Final Thingies is what we just said.
Yeah, I'm pretty much.
It's not final.
We had premature Final Thingies.
Ew.
Premature not again. Final Thingies! That's like
Brian,
a
why
final...
Brian, why were you premature again?
Final Thing Rider.
I was a preemie by a month.
So was I.
Oh man, I learn new things every day. I feel like I'm getting to know you more.
I know, right?
Brian wanted to get out.
I did. I was
there
like,
was a show on he wanted to watch.
He's like, I want to watch Muppet Babies. And I was like,
I want to be the Muppet Baby.
But now he won't come out of the closet.
Dot, dot, dot. That's gonna be a blooper. Sorry.
Hello.
Go fuck yourself.
Hold on a sec, Kevin. You're getting some wind issues here.
I'm getting wind.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Just drop on the floor.
Oh my god! You know. I'm gonna turn the fan down and then my computer's gonna explode. But that's fine. That's fine.
And the computer can't explode. It turned inside out and then it exploded. Okay, I had to do it. Sorry. Thank you. Take a minute, I'll get in the zone.
Oh, okay.
Just thinking about the title.
Oh god.
Hello, welcome to our what?
Welcome to our what? What is it again? We have amnesia.
Do you know what episode we're on?
Yes.
30.
Alright. We have a title?
Yes.
You'll see what it is.
Alright, piss head.
Where they're all of a sudden involved again.
Gideon got hit by a car.
What? In real life?
Apparently. That's what he said on Facebook.
Got hit by a car. Fuck. He's just on the ground bleeding, tweeting, or Facebooking. You get hit by a car, you're like, oh, this is going on Facebook. Starts bleeding out.
Oh my god. This is what he says. He just brought a friend home with his motorcycle, and he was hit by a car and, like, thrown to the ground, and the car just left.
What the fuck?
Wow. Okay. That's
but apparently Gideon is okay, so that's good.
He turned into Gokai Silver and went gold mode. No? Video? Yeah.
No, I got it. Good lord. So, see, this is why we're trying to avoid Malaysia, because hit and runs and getting hit by a car. I don't get hit by a car. I'm scared already.